The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Okay, let's see where to start.
Wake up!
Please stand by for a very important announcement.
Bring you this special radio broadcast.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
Y'all ready for the big show?
I hate Mondays.
I don't work Mondays.
Hey, Mr. Snake.
What?
Oh, no.
Oh. What are you doing?
What is this?
What
is this? You a long boy. That's the snake skin we saw.
Why are you near that snake?
It was yours. Huh.
Lady. There's a woman. You are a witch. Wait, she's trying to touch the snake? Okay, lady.
What do you mean?
No,
don't do it, lady.
Oh, no!
Okay. What just happened, lady? Don't laugh.
That's going to be a good one.
Oh.
Snake.
Okay.
Talk about a case of the Mondays.
Listen, I say we don't air this show.
What are you talking about?
As they say in Hollywood, the show must go on.
It's Monday Madness.
This is the show for you.
Let's go.
Good morning. It's Monday, guys. Guess ready?
Yeah. No. I mean, yes.
27th and 6:06 a.m.
There's going to be a high today, I'm sure. Just kidding, it's 91. Okay.
Man, sorry. It was nice yesterday.
Just making sure.
It was. It wasn't too hot.
I like this that we get right now. I like that.
91.
Any more thunderstorms?
I hope so.
I love it. Any more thunderstorms?
Don't do this.
Any rain?
You know he's got it ready.
You're the
partly cloudy is today. Sorry, I didn't have the Doppler radar up and ready to go, but I could.
I've got it.
I could if you needed it.
Lucky Ron Ketty doesn't work on the weekends.
Allegedly, there will be a thunderstorm today. High of 91.
Wait, what'd you say?
There's going to be a thunderstorm today.
No, Good. It's a stray thunderstorm possible.
Yeah, thunderstorm around.
It's only a 20% chance.
That means it's happening. Predicting it right now. Ron Ketty told me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Dex, Steve-O, and Tao. We're the Morning Invasion.
Hello. Yeah.
Doing this thing live. We have an app you can download. You can stream us. Just go to the App Store and type in Star88FM. You can also log on to Star88.fm and stream us there at the website. You can watch us in the studio. Some would say it's a little creepy, but we do some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
We eat habanero peppers. I love all the people that have been commenting saying, I had like 10 of those the other day.
Yeah,
you guys
right.
need to step it up.
I haven't had anybody tell me that.
Yeah.
The only
yeah.
thing I've had people tell me is, man, you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. It was pretty dumb.
It was pretty dumb.
Well.
It was really dumb.
Guys, if you would like to see a picture of us with King Arthur and me holding his Excalibur, it's posted on our Facebook page.
That. Let's talk about the big event on Saturday evening at the Natural History Museum.
Look at my hair, man. It's just flowing.
Just flowing.
Yeah, Steve and I went down for Love Helps Kids, and it was to support the local kids with cancer.
Oh, man.
And there was a bunch of people dressed up as superheroes. I mean, Tao,
yep.
The costumes are pretty good.
Guys, yeah, I missed it. I wasn't there.
The Green Lantern looked better than Ryan Reynolds' Green Lantern
really?
Costume. Yes.
That's cool.
Zatanna was there. I was trying to get a picture with her, but she disappeared in her typical Zatanna self.
She's a magician.
No one knew who she was. And I kept going, Zatanna, I love you! Zatanna!
And she wouldn't turn around.
She wouldn't turn around.
I don't think she knew she was Zatanna.
She was.
Yeah, she had no idea. They were like, just put this costume on.
Probs not.
Yeah.
There was about four or five different Batman.
Yeah.
And
but there was one in particular that was like,
yeah,
hey,
he was good.
Guys, I'm Batman.
He showed up. He walked outside and he went. He like stretched. He stretched his cape.
The cowl.
Out. Yeah. Like,
his cape and cowl. He just like.
Yeah.
My favorite was I was sporting this Boba Fett tank that you got me, Tao, at Disneyland for my birthday.
I remember.
How much did that cost? $150.
It was very expensive.
It was just so much, man. So much. No, we just happened to be at Disneyland for my birthday, him and
man,
I. We go on crazy adventures.
Man.
Disneyland for
we
my
just
birthday.
Go on, we go on crazy adventures together, man. Just me and Tao. And Boba Fett Boba Fett walked up to me.
I saw that picture.
And I said, I am wearing you on my skin.
Yeah, look, as he was.
And pointed to the picture of Boba Fett, and he looked me in the eye, and his Boba Fett voice went, you don't know who this is, do you?
No.
Turns out it was my college roommate, Pete.
Yeah. Whoa, Pete. Pete, what are you doing?
Such a weird, awkward.
It was the best.
Pete, is that you? Really?
I texted him.
Steve-O?
I talked to him in so long, but I texted him and said, it was so awesome.
Hey, it's your old roommate.
Yeah,
Pete,
how
you doing?
he did not say that.
Hey, it's been a while.
Hey, it's me, Boba Fett.
Yeah, dude. So then I started like explaining to people like how Boba Fett was my college roommate, and then I realized, wait, I'm totally busting Pete's character. So then I was like, yeah, I was just different paths, you know, like we were in the same star system, and trying to explain away why Boba Fett was my roommate.
Right.
Yeah. So great costumes. The kids were fired up. Man, we would see these little guys walking in. And you could tell they were not feeling too good.
Yeah.
You know, one little guy, he had just got done with chemo treatment and he wasn't going to miss this event.
Mm-hmm.
And he was dressed up as Black Panther.
Nice.
And, so get this. So Steve and I look out the window and we see these beautiful princesses. I mean, there was Snow White and
Belle.
Any princess you could think of was there. And they were a professional costume company. So they were there for the kids. So they were walking by while we were on the air. And so I just randomly walked up to Snow White
just
on the air and started interviewing her. And I was like, Snow White! Oh, welcome! And she goes, ha! So, who am I talking to? Star 88 FM. And she's like, well, who do I talk to?
Yeah, she was like looking at Dex. She was so confused.
So confused. And I had a mic.
Well, you just
bum
rushed her with a microphone.
She didn't know what to do. Ah, where do I talk? In the mic. She was on something. I don't know.
No, she was not. She was bum rushed by you with a microphone, okay. And she didn't know what to do. She was Snow White. She was fully in character.
Is there Princess Tiana?
Yeah.
That's the one from Princess and Frog. Green?
Maybe. I'm trying to remember if there was a green one.
So. Racism.
Well, no, there wasn't.
It was definitely not racism because about three of them were definitely Hispanic in nature. And I'm like, that's the most Spanish Ariel I've ever seen in my life. It was Ariel. Ariel, bro. That's Ariel. My girl, Ariel.
And another thing that was cool is we ran into a bunch of Starmie members.
Starmie.
That volunteered to help
That's
out.
That's cool.
Because they were really nervous that there wasn't going to be enough volunteers, and they had more than enough.
That's awesome.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Our friends from For the Good were there printing T-shirts.
Yep.
Just an incredible evening. Shout out to everybody who was involved. Got a chance to meet Casey from Casey Helps Kids, the founder of the entire national organization.
Yep, she just travels all around the country helping.
Where is she from? Florida.
Okay. Yeah. Definitely told her you need to leave Florida.
Yeah, but she didn't get it. She loves Florida, so she didn't understand.
It's beautiful there, guys. It's just beautiful.
No, it's not. You crazy?
Are you crazy?
No, it's not beautiful.
What's wrong with you, lady?
You know, I bet you Florida pays her to say that.
They do.
That's how they get people to still come to Florida.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, can't wait. Definitely hope they do it again next year.
I hope I get to go too. I saw the pictures. I'm like, man.
Yeah, we can make it even bigger.
I was thinking about you, man, because it was just dinosaurs everywhere.
I love dinosaurs.
I know. Yeah.
It's probably best I wasn't there. I wouldn't have paid any attention to the children.
Well, it's cool because I think you could walk around the exhibits.
They'd come up to me and said, are you too? And I said, go away.
I'm digging fossils right now.
It was pretty epic. Pretty epic.
Well, good morning. The live line is open. You can text us each and every morning throughout the day and night. What's that number, Steve-O?
585-LIVE. Nope.
899999.
That is
705.
585. 5483.
There you go.
Just one more time. I'm sorry.
Got some comments on there over the weekend about our hashtag video. I was pretty proud.
See? Oh, yeah. Steve-O and Teo did this hashtag video for a service this weekend,
mm-hmm.
and we'll post it on our Facebook page here in a little bit.
No, we won't.
Good job, guys. It was great.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it with you guys.
Yeah, right.
Well, no, I watched it with Steve. Did I watch it with you too?
Steve!
Were you there when we watched it down the hall? It was awesome. I laughed.
Yeah, yeah.
I laughed. You saw my laugh. I was dying. I thought it was
real
great.
Laugh. Real yeah. laughter.
So, good job, boys. Way to go. We have a huge show this morning.
Huge.
Before we jump into it, today is the 179th day of the year. We're looking at 7 days until what?
Fourth? No.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Fourth of July. I was like, no, that's on Saturday. Oh, wait, that's July 2nd. Freedom Celebration.
Freedom Celebration. Yep. Freedom Celebration this Saturday night. Jason Tubbs Park, free event for King and Country.
For King.
Headlining. Message from Skip Heitzig. And we're going to be doing the Evening Invasion there.
Yes.
What time do we start at 4?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. We'll be there doing the show. Of course, it'll be broadcast right here on Star 88. I'll show you here. 157 years ago in 1859 on this day. Louisville school teacher Mildred Hill composed a tune for her students called Good Morning to All. Her sister later wrote a verse for the song that began, Happy Birthday to You. Happy Birthday is now the most popular song in the world.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
It's insane.
Hate that song.
Why do you hate that
song? It's just overplayed.
You like... Chuck E. Cheese on my birthday,
Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah, that's a good one.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, it's, you know, let's switch it up. Let's come up. Someone needs to invent another happy birthday song. There's been a lot, I know, but nothing's stuck. Like the real happy birthday song. It's not even that good. I just don't get it, guys. We have a, before I get into that, I have some birthdays here. I almost forgot. Drake Bell.
Drake Bell, happy birthday.
You know who Drake Bell is?
Is that
Disney kid?
Rapper Drake?
Drake and Josh, no. Man.
Oh, he's dude, a Disney I'm sorry. Kid.
That was actually one of my favorite shows when the kids were little.
Really?
When they had that on, I was always watching that with them. I loved it.
That's how I feel about Teen Titans Go right now. It's my favorite cartoon.
How old is Drake Bell today?
23.
27.
30.
Whoa. Dang.
How about Tobey Maguire?
He's 40.
Yeah. 41, then.
41.
Nice.
The genius creator of Alias and Lost.
J.J. Abrams.
The director of both Mission Impossible 3 and the new Star Trek movies. He also wrote and directed the movie Super 8. Mm. And, of course, directed Star Wars Episode 7, The Force.
Steven Spielberg.
Awakens. No, J.J.
Abrams.
How old?
46.
45.
50.
Wow.
And our last one here, Mike Tyson dropped the undefeated and beautiful Michael Spinks in 91 seconds to defend his heavyweight title on this day, 28 years ago. Let's make some history today, everybody.
Yes.
I'm down. I mean, I'm down with history. You know.
Coming up on the show this morning. Maybe I'm a man. Maybe I'm
the only Michael Bolton. Interviewing the one, the only.
Well, sounds like Michael Bolton there.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
No, that's Caleb Johnson.
Caleb Johnson.
He won American Idol 2 seasons ago.
His dad is Michael Bolton.
No, he's not.
He used to own a Michael Bolton CD.
Yeah. Oh, Caleb Johnson. He actually did some mission work and some volunteering at his church, Calvary Baptist, nice, back in the day. He won American Idol.
And he's never been back.
Yeah. Well,
just kidding.
Maybe he has. Who knows?
Guys, we just got a text on the live line, and I'm concerned.
Uh-oh.
9 1/5 months until the Game of Thrones premiere. I am shaken and confused from the finale last night, and I need consoling. Oh, the geez. Night is dark and full of terrors.
Okay, spoilers, bro. Yeah. Some of us don't watch. Some of us just read books because we're educated and we don't need HBO.
Mm.
Or because HBO is too expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I can't say anything.
Did you watch it?
I don't watch that show.
Proud of you, Dad.
But if you did you watch it?
If I did, I would have, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Let's see. Yeah, Caleb Johnson will be on the show at 7:30 this morning.
Sweet.
He's going to be doing some cool stuff.
You cool.
The Pope said some things over the weekend.
Yeah.
You a mean old snake.
That wasn't the Pope. That was somebody else entirely.
Oh, you a big one.
The Pope said Christians should apologize.
For what this time?
Have to wait and find out.
Okay. Get your apology pants on. We're going to apologize.
You know, people can just Google it, right?
Well, if they want to, they can. Let's see. Another couple called 911 on their cat. Teo has that coming up.
Amen.
Wow.
Does your 10-year-old know these important life skills? I was looking at these life skills, and I don't think my kids, even my oldest, who's 14, knows most of these.
Do we know any of them?
yeah, we do, but I was kind of shocked that a 10-year-old should know these things.
Great. I happen to have a 10-year-old.
What is it?
Life skills. These are important life skills that every 10-year-old should know.
Okay.
We'll talk about, because I think this will be a good summer mission for the Toth family.
Toth.
We'll learn some important life skills.
It's a good idea. I like that.
On the list is cooking. Maybe you should cook. You should teach your 10-year-old to be able to cook one meal, at least one meal. I really haven't done that with any of my kids. And Jaden's asked me, my daughter, she's like, will you teach me to cook? And I haven't. I'm a terrible dad.
Great. Why doesn't Leslie teach her how to cook?
I'm the cook.
What?
Yeah, yeah. I cook.
They do things weird in his house.
Oh my what gosh. Are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
What?
Is this what we're supposed to apologize for?
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely rolling that way. Let's see some other good stuff in the news. Some mom, we'll find out if she's a good parent or bad parent for posting something on social media about her kids. And a needy family ends up with a lot of money because of social networking.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Crazy how someone posts a picture and the next thing you know, you have $270,000 in your bank
what?
Account.
Oh my gosh.
Can yep. you guys
we definitely
post
have to talk about
me?
That. Yeah. Yeah. Down with that.
It's weird how some things will just take off and then other things just don't. I posted a picture the other day saying, hey, I just need money. Can you just give? And nobody.
Nobody.
Not one person. I was like, what is going on?
You were just
on?
Brutally honest.
No. That's okay. All right. Here we go. Big show this morning, guys. Anything to talk about over the weekend that happened? You guys want to discuss? Anything on your minds? It's a Monday mindset.
Well, I've been with you pretty much all weekend.
True. Yeah, we did hang out for a little bit, didn't we? You
know. So it's up to me to know if anything different happened.
That's true.
Luke and the other 10-year-old All-Stars from Paradise Hills totally took the other team to task in the first round of district championship.
Good.
That's pretty cool.
It was great. 19-0. So our next game's Wednesday night. And I'm completely going to miss it because I'll be here doing worship for Wednesday night service.
Lando, he lost his basketball team.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry, Lando.
They were out Saturday afternoon. Maybe he needs to bleach his hair like Luke.
Maybe that's it. His power is in his hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the Monday Mindset. What's on your mind this morning, Starmy? 585 Live. You can text us. You can call us, too. 338-3700. We're going to take a break. Teo, we'll check the roads, and we'll check some headlines. Good morning.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
If Donald Trump wants to win the White House, he'll have to raise a lot more money, so says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on ABC's This Week.
I think there's no question that he's made a number of mistakes over the last few weeks.
Trump entered June with just over $1 million in the bank compared to Hillary Clinton's $42 million.
Conservative commentator and columnist George Will says he's left the GOP because of Trump.
I left it for the same reason I joined it in 1964 when I voted for Barry Goldwater.
The Reds have formally retired Red Pete Rose's number 14.
Cincinnati is the baseball capital of the world.
California firefighters continue to battle the Erskine fire. It's only 10% contained.
China has recovered an experimental probe. It launched aboard a new generation rocket. Space authorities say the spaceship's landing keeps China on schedule to place its second space station into orbit later this year.
Legendary New York Times fashion photographer Bill Cunningham has died.
As the water recedes in West Virginia, many flood victims can start applying for federal assistance. Last week's epic event has killed at least 24 people.
A senior Iraqi commander says the city of Fallujah is fully liberated. The general says Iraqi troops entered the last neighborhood still held by Islamic State militants.
635.
High today of 91 degrees. Traffic!
No accidents or anything of note showing up on the traffic map. Catch you, look at traffic. Traffic!
Good morning, Starmy. 585 Live. You can text the show this morning. Tell us about your mindset. Monday mindset. Mondays can be a little rough. It's hard to get going. We're here to help. My mindset's pretty good. You know, feeling pretty good about the week.
Yeah.
This upcoming weekend. 3-day weekend for a lot of us.
Beep, 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 beep.
I mean, 1-day weekend really for us, let's be real.
Yeah. Some would say, though, is it really work what we do?
Oh, my gosh.
Who are those people?
Yes. Yes, it is really work. It actually is.
I remember you saying that one time. Oh. Chrissy gives you a hard time about that. Because my wife gives me a hard time about that. Well, not so much anymore, but she used to. And it used to drive me nuts.
Right. Oh, you just go have fun with your friends and hang out and talk just for 4 hours every day.
Just because I love my job doesn't mean it's not work.
Right.
You know?
But that's part of it, because then I think that's how, you know, this weekend we were at an event for a few hours and broadcasting live, you know. And you realize, wait, when's the next day off? I don't know, but we're really funny, and I sure have a good time.
Yeah,
am I right?
That event on Saturday down at the museum for Love Helps Kids,
it was incredible.
I was thinking, oh, man, I'm going to miss my son's basketball tournament, it's one of those things, we got to go do a broadcast. But then once we got down there,
oh yeah,
it was beautiful. It was
incredible.
We had a blast, and good job, David, and everybody else who helped out and put together a great, great show for the kids. Fashion show. Superhero and princess fashion show for kids, local kids with cancer.
Yeah. Dude. Incredible.
Those kids were so pumped up, so excited. And I was for the cookies and Chick-fil-A.
Good.
I let Dexter in on the fact, Tao, that for the rest of his life, if we're at an event, there's a pretty good chance we're going to have a
Chick-fil-A.
A Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Yes! Yeah. Yes!
It's true.
That's amazing.
Guys. Oh, you got a Christian event? Chick-fil-A sandwich.
We'll be there.
I'm down. You know how to get to my heart.
Through my belly.
There's no sauce, though. There's no like special sauce or whatever
it's
called.
Yeah.
I'm one of the few Christians on the planet that I it's not my go-to. I'm not a...
Yeah.
But, I was converted when I tried the sauce.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah, or whatever. Special sauce. Whatever it's called.
The special sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do. I put sausage on everything.
You want to know what I did Friday night?
Trying to think. What Friday night?
Laundry and 10 Cloverfield Lane.
CrossFit competition.
No. That was like 2 weeks ago, Steve-O.
Cloverfield Lane?
Yeah, it was last week sometime.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did we talk about this?
So like 2 months ago.
You saw it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you remember me coming in and telling everybody how I watched it and how awesome it was?
Yeah.
Like sometime last week. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
What'd you do Friday night, Tao?
I ate an entire medium Papa John's pizza in one sitting.
Oh,
did you pour the butter sauce?
Myself.
Did you pour the butter sauce?
Yep.
Oh, yes.
By myself.
What were you doing?
We didn't want to fix dinner, and so we were like, we haven't had Papa John's in a long time.
Wow.
I probably won't eat it again for another year.
How did you feel afterwards?
I felt fine.
Really?
Don didn't feel well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but your metabolism is like the Flash. I mean, it's just...
I ate that whole pizza. I was just like, this is nothing.
That's crazy, man.
I love the butter sauce. The garlic butter sauce.
Yeah.
I drink that.
When Chrissy was pregnant with Jack, our firstborn, her weird pregnant craving was pepperoncinis from Papa John's. Mm-hmm. So we would walk... Because, you know, she was like, I gotta walk. And there was, back in the day, there was these things called Blockbuster videos. There was a Blockbuster video. So we'd go like walk to rent a movie, then walk to Papa John's. And by the end of it, they knew who Chrissy was. And they would just give her like a bag of pepperoncinis.
Ugh.
And we'd walk back to the house and watch this movie while she just ate. Just peppers.
Ugh.
Peppers, pepper, peppers. Like, so nothing weird. Else. It wasn't like, well, it was complimentary to... No, just peppers, dude. Pregnant peppers. Crazy.
Yeah, my wife had weird things like that, too. She always made me go to 7-Eleven and get the fountain drinks, but she would want Pepsi and root beer and Mountain Dew and Sprite, but if I messed up the combination order, it wasn't... She'd make me drive back.
Really?
It was weird. It's like, she'd take a sip. This isn't right, and she'd throw it in my face.
No, she wouldn't.
Dude.
Go back and get it right. And I said, okay, I'll be right back.
I'm sorry.
Get out of here.
I'll let this one slide because you're pregnant, all right?
What?
Man, just Coke everywhere. Just all over me. It was so embarrassing.
It was summertime. It was hot.
Yeah. One year when Leslie was pregnant, the air conditioning, our swamp cooler went out.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not fix that thing to save my life. You know how us guys are sometimes. Oh, I can fix it.
Yeah.
I couldn't fix it. And we were broke at the time. And it was in the 90s, probably 100 degrees. And she was pregnant. And our swamp cooler went out. And she hated me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I just fanned her. I'd sit there and...
You were her biggest fan.
Oh, poor thing.
You're a sweetheart.
All right, let's jump into headlines.
The dog head fire activity has finally reached a low point as of Sunday morning. It's remained 90% contained.
That's good news.
The area affected was still 17,912 acres, which is a big old swath of land. Although roads are open, there are still many dangers, especially near the perimeter of the fire. Homeowners and the general public are urged to watch for firefighters and downed power lines and to drive slowly in the area. Drones are not permitted in the area, you freaks. 12 single residences and 44 minor structures were damaged. Officials are investigating the cause of the fire, which began June 14th near... Oh, I can't remember how they told me to pronounce it. Tajiki? Is that what it was?
I thought it was Tahiki.
Tahiki? Tahiki.
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 Tahiki. Is it time?
Time.
In other local news, animal control has seen an increase in the snake population.
Mr.
Snake?
Oh, no.
You a long boy. That's the snake skin we saw.
We have an actual clip, I think.
Whoa.
I think a lot of people are just concerned with kids and stuff.
That's one concern with eyeing a snake in your yard.
Ah!
Animal control officers say they're getting more calls this year, an estimated 50 to 60 so far in Santa Fe County, from people finding snakes on their property.
Garages, sometimes in houses, you know, kitchens, bathrooms, bedrooms.
Animal control supervisor Paul Portillo says the calls started coming in Santa Fe County last month when the temps started to climb.
It's getting hot. They want to beat the heat just as much as humans.
Bull snakes, red racers, sometimes rattlesnakes like this one found in Albuquerque's Wantabo Hills neighborhood a few weeks ago. Someone in that neighborhood also posted on Facebook about a snake crossing the road here.
Well, it concerns me because my kids are always outside, and we normally have our back door open, you know, when they're playing.
Hey, Mr. Snake.
That's just a concern just for their safety.
So why are so many snakes slithering around town this year?
Because they're hungry and they want to eat people.
They want
It has a lot to do with the recent rainfall that we got last year.
Experts say rodents had more plants to eat, which meant snakes had more rodents to eat. So snakes, of course, are good to control that rodent population, even though they give some people the creeps.
Just be safe when working in your yard.
When animal control is called.
Get out of here. Be safe.
Hey,
that's terrifying, man.
To eat you. Yeah. Ah!
Not a fan.
I'm out of here.
That's a PSA right there.
Yeah, it is. Watch out for
snakes. Are you kidding me?
Snakes,
tell my kids.
Just don't go outside. Stay indoors. Snakes everywhere.
Say you got a buddy that's trying to get you to come help move a shed or something like that. Now you've got a really good reason to be like, nope.
Sorry.
Nope. Snakes. I can't.
The snakes are out and about.
Dude, yesterday, yeah. At one point, I was helping a friend yesterday, and at one point, I was hitting this thing, and all of a sudden, something crumbled.
Mr. Snake.
And this thing popped out at me.
What?
It was about the size of, I don't know, it was ginormous, and it was like a child of the earth or something crazy like that.
A bug thing.
A bug thing here.
Yeah, they're crazy.
I remember when Jamie and Christy lived out here, Christy found one and wanted to keep it or something.
Yeah, they actually go, That's how they bark at you.
Yeah. That thing popped out at you?
Popped out at me, and I lost my mind, and Stefan was like, oh, it's okay. I think they're harmless, but if you hit them, yeah.
They get mad at you?
Yeah,
they
eat you.
Freak out. That's why they're called children of the earth. They sound like babies screaming.
Yeah, they bury themselves in your skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Hell yeah. I made that up.
Okay. A couple in Wisconsin called 911 earlier this month and said their cat was going nuts and holding them hostage.
This is going to sound like a strange question, but we have a cat and it's going crazy and it's attacked my husband and we're kind of hostage in our house and we're just wondering who we can call to do something, get rid of the cat or help us.
Come on, people.
What?
Really, Teo, you're the cat expert.
Mm-hmm.
What was going through that lady's mind?
Is this that same cat that it happened before?
This isn't the same couple, no.
Okay, because I remember the couple that it happened before, it was like it was a big cat.
Yeah.
I think this is
just a regular cat.
That thing.
Suffering succotash!
Yeah.
Okay. Sylvester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh!
I don't know.
Here's what you do. Get a dog.
The cat would kill the dog, Steve-O.
Just get a dog. I don't know.
You trying to sacrifice a dog?
No, I'm just saying. Dogs are... Rocket graduated obedience school this weekend.
Oh, no way! That's awesome!
I don't mean to brag. I don't mean to boast. But Rocket Raccoon was the valedictorian.
No way!
Yeah.
How was the speech?
Top of his class. It started to like drag, and I was like, wrap it up, giving him like the, yeah, you know. But no, he really, like, he got a special toy because at, you know, the end of the puppy school or whatever, we had to do tricks, and whoever could actually successfully obey, like,
how
the
many
most,
front flips did he do?
He actually had to do two. All four paws off the ground two times.
Wow.
Yeah, there were different things. He did a figure eight.
Did he learn to juggle?
He's doing really well, yeah.
That's great, man.
It's hard. Like, he can only do bouncy balls right now. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get the, like, flaming bowling pins, but he's still kind of struggling with that. But other than that, he's doing excellent.
Oh, you're a good boy, Rocky.
He's such a good boy.
You're a good boy. Yes, you are.
Such a good
boy. Yeah, I found out that we're going to be house sitting. We're going to be babysitting.
Oh.
A dog of my son's. My son's friend is going on vacation, and he said, "I'll pay $50 if you watch my dog."
Oh, so you're not house sitting; you're puppy sitting. That's totally different. Or do you have to go to their house to?
He's coming to our house. They're dropping the dog off, but Caleb gets the $50.
What do you get?
Nothing. Okay, that's
an
extra good
dog in my.
That's
house.
A good conversation starter right there because. Is he going to be doing all the work?
That's what I told him. I said, okay. If you're getting $50, I'm not doing anything for this dog except just loving on him.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You know that you want to care for that animal. So what if he doesn't take care of it?
I'm taking the $50.
Okay.
Yeah.
You need to, like, set a... here's the deal.
No, I'm taking the $50 when they pay. And,
okay.
And after, you know, that dog leaves, that's when I'll give the $50 back.
All right.
Yeah.
Don't spend it.
I know. Right? I don't know if I should do this. Man.
Hide it away because you're going to spend
it. Yeah, because I'm always broke. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I'll just pay him back when I get paid again.
Right.
Oh, man, I'm broke
again.
But
we got to pay this bill.
Oh,
we gotta...
I swear I'll pay you back Christmas time. Grandma Betty will. Mom, I need $50. Yeah, probably not a bad
idea. Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah, this dog, Vader, met him yesterday. They brought him over.
Okay.
And first off, his first thing the dad said was, he sheds a lot. Oh, thanks. That's great.
Great.
Yeah.
75.
Yeah. But they got along and, you know. Vader is out of control.
You know what you could do is you. Oh wait, they dropped him off already.
Well, no, they just to see if they would get along. And
when are they leaving town?
Wednesday.
What you need to do is go back to the owners and go, hey, would it be too much to ask you to get him like groomed before you bring him over?
Groomed. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Idea. Have him vacuumed
that's
or whatever
idea.
They do.
That's a solid idea.
You know, it'll help.
It's true.
It'll help, man. You're doing them a favor.
Pray for him.
You're taking care of their dog.
Jeep is facing a $5 million class action lawsuit over Anton Yelkin's death, as well as hundreds of other incidents involving the Grand Cherokee shifting problems.
Man.
We knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Cincinnati Reds retired Pete Rose's number 14 and put him in their Hall of Fame this weekend. Their Hall of Fame.
Who's that?
Okay.
He's a Cincinnati Hall of Famer.
I don't know.
You're
they
fired.
Won't let him in the real Hall of Fame. Because of gambling, right?
Yeah, we were talking about. I was talking about this last night with Luke's coach and friend of mine, Coach Rush.
Rush.
Rush. I think they should let him in. I really do. It's not like he did anything to change his performance in the game. Do you know what I mean? He didn't take steroids to like. He's still like the greatest hitter of all time. Mm. Baseball-wise...
Did they let McGuire in?
Well, no. But that's different.
Let McGuire in, they can let him in.
He took steroids. McGuire took steroids. You know what I mean? Like, it affected his performance. So, of course, he was crushing. Pete Rose, you know, only the greatest hitter of all time.
Why wouldn't they let him in? I wasn't listening, sorry.
He bet on his own team.
Oh, gambling.
Yeah.
See, gambling, steroids, same thing.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know. Is it? Is it the same thing?
Some would say life is a gamble.
No, I don't know. It's not.
Okay.
The owner of the Indianapolis Colts spent $537,500 on one of Prince's guitars.
Whoa.
Check that out.
That's awesome. Now, well, is it?
That's a lot.
$137,500. On the Yellow Cloud guitar, this one.
Wow.
It's an ugly guitar.
That's a really, really ugly guitar.
Yeah. It's the one used by the late icon throughout the 90s. And it was sold at auction. $137,500. That is so much money.
How many times has Purple Rain played on that guitar, huh?
It's got to sound good. He wouldn't have used it if it didn't sound good. Adele brought a girl on stage during a show to take a selfie with her and proceeded to burp in her face.
Oh my gosh.
She then blamed it on a dirty burger she had before the show. We have a clip.
Oh my God, I just burped. I'll see you later, Maria. I had a dirty burger before I came on, that's why.
I had a dirty burger.
What would you do? Like, you get called on stage and you're like, yes, and then she's like... Sorry. Oh, the garlic? Would you be bummed or stoked because you're up there with Adele and you're amped?
Yeah.
And then she just
I thought cell phones weren't allowed at Adele concerts.
Ooh.
What's up? Oh, come up here, take a selfie with me.
Consistency, ooh. Adele.
Yeah. What's up with that?
No, I thought she didn't allow people to bring tripods in.
Maybe.
And you guys get this all mixed up. Alicia Keys is the one that might do the cell phone thing, Adele said.
Maybe it was the production company that came in, right. You know, set up, you know, lights.
I looked over and they've got Warner Brothers over there set up.
That's good.
Yeah.
One more.
One more.
Give us one more.
You want one more. One more. Jay Leno got into a car with an 80-year-old professional driver for his show, Jay Leno's Garage. After doing a sick wheel stand, the guy lost control, and they rolled over several times. They were both fine.
Wow. It doesn't sound like it. Listen to this.
Oh!
Yeah!
Is this legit audio?
I swear!
You all right?
That was real?
Okay. I'm okay, yeah.
Okay. What's your name?
Bob Riggle.
How old are you, Bob?
80.
What track are we at, Bob?
You're at Urbandale.
Anything hurting you right now?
No.
My name is Bob Riggle, and I'm 80, and I'm at Urbandale.
You all right, Jay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. It doesn't get more exciting than that.
I seriously thought you made that audio up. That was real?
I still haven't seen the video. I just have heard the audio.
Oh my gosh.
Video? Oh, you pulled it up? Is it?
Well, yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, yeah. So the wheel stand is when the car stands up on the two back tires, so the front end is completely up in the air. And I guess this dude has been doing it for a long, long time, so everybody thought it was cool. And then kerplunk.
Wow. All right, we got to take a break.
There it goes. Oh my goodness.
Jay, oh my gosh.
Hang on, Jay Leno. Hang on. Keep your hand in the car.
And that rolled like 10 times.
It did roll a lot. Check this out. Damn. Oh, man. Look at Jay Leno's face. He is upset.
Oof. You got to go limp.
Oh my gosh. That's terrifying. Yeah, guys. So Jay Leno's fine. The 80-year-old car driver is fine. And I'm sure it was a very scary moment.
Good.
That's your look at news for right now.
Coming up at 7:30, Caleb Johnson, American Idol winner from two seasons ago. He'll be on the show. Pope had some words to say over the weekend. Whiskey Tango coming up. Hang out with us.
In its earliest days, the major function of radio was news. News was the warp and woof of life. But with this contribution came a bonus, entertainment.
And all of a sudden, like three different people go, "Oh my gosh, are you okay?" And I turn around and Chrissy was on the pavement.
Whoa! What happened?
Well, I didn't see anything.
Pray for Chrissy. She's in surgery right now.
Okay. I'm talking about Uma! Uma!
Chrissy, on the other hand, lost the debilitating battle with gravity that we're all just prone to fight.
Yeah, she fell.
She lost. She fell.
Got mugged. Yeah,
three stories.
She got mugged.
She's in surgery right now.
Totally, totally.
Her left leg caught on fire. It was incredible.
Oh, you didn't
and
even
horrible.
Say that, Steve-O.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. Third degree burn.
And you're just sitting over there painting your cars.
Another way America passed the time was listening to radio.
Oh, no. Chrissy fell over again.
Oh,
hey,
no, guys.
Chrissy!
Oh my gosh!
She thought there were glow sticks and there were fireworks! She has so many fireworks!
There's a train!
America,
Chrissy!
Steve-O!
Stop painting!
God shed his grace on Steve!
They tell us radio is dead, but this isn't entirely true. It is gone, all right, but it isn't dead. Radio lives on in our minds and hearts because part of our national heritage was formed when radio was king.
Hello. Good morning.
Sup.
It is a beautiful Monday.
Beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Beautiful.
7-11 right now.
The high changed to 92. How can they do this to me?
They don't love you.
It's been 91 all morning and it just changed to 92.
Traffic.
No traffic incidents or accidents to report. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic.
Good morning. Good morning. Monday Mindset. How's your mind, Starmy? Maybe something great happened over the weekend.
Yeah.
Like to share. Something you heard at church. Monday Mindset.
Maybe your church kicked off a new series and you saw the opening video and it changed your life. I mean... You never know.
Hashtag.
Hashtag.
Lame.
Oh, yeah. I got to post that.
Yeah, post that video. Teo and Steve-O did.
It's Teo.
Teo and Steve-O Did a really cool opening video for service this weekend.
Teo wrote the whole thing, so if you ever need a script writer.
I did not
writer,
write the whole thing.
Did you?
Steve-O wrote it, and Daniel thing. Actually helped, too.
The whole thing.
I did not write the whole thing.
Teo did it all by himself. He should do more videos like that.
I'm not going to, because I didn't do it all by myself.
It is.
Today it's Teo.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You just said Teo.
Mm-hmm.
It's Teo, man.
You got to keep up.
Hashtag video. Go watch it. Facebook.com/star88FM. Let's see. Coming up, Caleb Johnson. He won American Idol a couple seasons ago.
Nice.
He'll be talking to us in a little bit. Baby, I'm a man. Maybe you're the only woman who can give it. Man, he does sound like Michael Bolton.
Yeah. It's Michael Bolton, man.
Found
you told me to leave you alone. My father said, come on home.
7:30, Caleb Johnson. The Pope said some things over the weekend, apologized. Well, no, he didn't apologize.
It's too late to apologize.
People are saying the Pope should apologize, excuse me, about something. And Whiskey Ted, you know what? Let's do this right now, Steve-O. Let's just do it right now. Let's kick this show off. That's right. We're kicking it off, even though we've been here for an hour.
All right, so growing up in Brooklyn... It was pretty tough, you know. Favorite city on the planet.
What street did you grow up on?
A lot of things are great. It was called, yeah.
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 It was great.
It was 4th Street.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It intersects with 196th.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. You must love it there.
Yeah. It's great.
Spent a lot of time there.
Hate to do this to my favorite city on the planet, but today I bring you Whiskey Tango Brooklyn. Yeah! No sleep till.
No sleep till. Ah!
Sadly, I've seen this story in real life. We all have kids. Teo hasn't had yet to experience this aspect of having children.
Yeah,
but we're trying to prepare you, my friend Teo, because.
Thanks.
Obviously, the greatest part about parenting is your social media account bragging about your kid.
What?
Oh, yeah.
You want that solid Instagram photo or Facebook photo of all of life's moments.
Mm.
Especially when your kid is graduating kindergarten.
It's important.
Well, an elementary school in Brooklyn, New York, was having a kindergarten graduation ceremony on Friday. And, of course, all the parents were like, hey, this is my kid. This is my kid, Johnny!
Yeah, yeah,
I got to make sure I get that photo of him for, like, Instagram so that I can be like, yo, my kid's already doing things I never did. He graduated kindergarten, am I right?
Yeah.
Well, all parents were jockeying for a position and get the great photo of their kid.
Yeah.
Well, that turned into the elbow, you know.
Oh, no.
The elbow jockeying, which turned into pushing, which turned into shoving and yelling, and then it spiraled into an all-out brawl. We're talking like punches to the face, and I'm going, yo, man, I gotta get my shots in. My Instagram shots.
Nice.
Yeah, all of the parents.
No.
All of the parents.
All of them?
Eventually got kicked out of the event. There's no word if any of them got arrested. Fortunately, the kids actually didn't see the fight. They were on stage being well-behaved, unlike their parents, lining up to get their diplomas. Unbelievable.
That's nuts.
Dude, my children every year take part in like the Christmas pageant, if you will. And then there's like, oh man, I've been to graduations. And it's true. Like parents get a little cray cray. Like everybody wants a photo, and there's constantly like the announcement of like, there will be an opportunity for photos after. We need to clear this lane.
Wow.
Gonna need to clear this aisle. Okay, ma'am, you can't stand on that other man who was already sitting in that chair. You need to find your own seat. Okay. Oh, he's a stranger. Okay, just. Yeah, people are like climbing on people trying to get pictures of their kids.
Well, I've been to quite a few events
You've never seen this?
I've never seen a fight break out because
come to the South Valley pageant.
Oh, South Valley. Well.
Come to the South Valley Christmas pageant that I go to every year. Yeah. No, it's actually pretty good.
That's
at
a good Christmas
school.
Pageant. It's
it is
a lot of
it's
fun.
Actually a lot
it's very
of fun.
Sweet.
It is really sweet.
How many parents are we talking about here? Because I would think if there were a lot of parents
probably.
Talking, hundreds and hundreds of parents, I could see how it could get a little out of control.
I will say this at our boys' like Christmas play, which they have done an incredible job. And usually there's like, hey, we're going to do the dress rehearsal in the morning, which has made it great because they now do two separate ones where it's like, okay, we're going to do this one in the morning for the families or parents that maybe have to work in the evening so they can't be there. And it's kind of helped it out a little. But I'm telling you, man, it's like standing room only, hottest ticket in town. And but families have been at you know, Chrissy's school for so many years that at this point it's like, hey, Kay, can you get a shot of, you know, this? Okay, cool. Goodness. Thank you. Here's my phone. Here's, you know, and yeah. So people will get there early for it. But I don't know, man. It gets crazy. I've never seen a fight break out. But I don't know how many Brooklyn kindergarten fights.
that to me is just ridiculous.
Yeah. The parents actually got into a brawl. Mm. A brawl during a graduation ceremony. They said that up to six camera-toting parents were shoving, yelling at each other over a photo opportunity around 10 a.m. as the young grads in their little blue caps were being handed their diplomas. Man. They were just trying to take pictures of their children, said one parent who was there for her six-year-old daughter, when she saw a commotion break out from her fourth row seat.
Wow.
I mean, here's what I would say. It was towards the back of the auditorium. You're probably already upset because maybe you were late and you can't get a good picture of your kid.
No excuses. We actually have a clip here, an eyewitness that was on the scene.
It's a war zone. Okay. There are explosions. There are bombs going off. I can't even describe it.
Taco B still.
Dude, one of the moms.
She's everywhere, man.
Yes.
Like a world traveler.
One of the moms who was there, she was also a school aide. She's known as Mrs. Nelson.
Oh, I love
she
Mrs.
intervened
Nelson.
Trying to break up
she's
the sweet. Mayhem
tough,
and ended up taking one to the eye.
Oh, whoa. No way.
She got cold-cocked by one of the parents. Yeah.
Dang.
They said she was trying to stop the fighting. She wound up getting hit herself. A lot of yelling, pushing when the altercation turned physical. Just because they were all trying to get a picture of their kid. Yeah.
Man.
I'm not going to take my kids somewhere where now I feel like you're not putting their safety, you know, in any way, shape, or form.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it, Mom.
Yeah.
Way, shape, or form.
I don't know, man. It's but how do you fix that situation if there's a ton of parents who are trying to get a picture of their kid? I don't know.
Yeah, how do you stop it from escalating?
Ooh, I got it. Oh, no. And it becomes, it. Not only is it a photo op, but it's a money op for schools. Here you go, school. Ooh. Hire a professional photographer, all right? That's like, boom, this is their front and center. And when the kid gets the diploma, snap, and then the kid comes forward and shows the diploma, snap. All right, and you can purchase that photo for the
not
low price
idea.
Of...
Mm-hmm. I think you should just walk around with a fire extinguisher, and then when things get out of hand, you just...
No, that's definitely not what you should do.
Where did you get a fire extinguisher from?
Yeah. I carry one around all the time. See?
You can't fire extinguish
you
parents.
You just ruined my Spider-Man poster.
Sorry, man.
Thanks.
I had to do it because...
Get back!
We needed that effect.
Just trying to get little Johnny's picture!
Yep. Uh-huh.
From now on, every little child is Johnny. I'm sorry, Teo.
It's okay.
That's the way it works.
It's okay because Johnny is probably the most common American name.
Right! That was always the go-to Johnny. Name, and now I'm like, I don't mean you're Johnny, I just mean America Johnny.
Yeah, I get it.
It's fine. Put him in a body bag!
Hey!
What is
Johnny
that?
Johnny's a kid.
You're just
he's
a weirdo.
He's fighting down.
Oh, okay. I'm like, Johnny. Gosh, that was just too far.
Johnny!
Buddy bag.
Hey, Johnny!
That's an encouragement that could only be yelled out in the 80s.
Yeah, no kidding, man. Put movies have changed.
Bag. Stab him with a blade!
All right, actually, another parent news.
Parent.
Good mom or bad mom?
We should call this segment Apparently.
Yes.
And then every time there's parent news, it's called Apparently.
Stop with the fire extinguisher.
Sorry, just kidding.
How much is left in
couldn't
there?
Couldn't resist squeezing. I just had.
Gosh.
Let's see.
You squeezer?
A woman wanted her son to take out the trash last week because their trash can was overflowing. He wouldn't listen to her, good. So she decided to communicate in his language. She took a picture of the garbage can and posted on the website. Imgur?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's that?
It's a website.
Imgur?
I-M-G-U-R. Imgur. Yeah, go ahead.
With the caption, Imgur. D, this is your mom. Please take out the trash.
No way.
The photo got a ton of likes from people on the site, quickly made it to the front page, and the kids saw it and took out the trash.
Oh, you bet he did.
The mom posted an update afterwards, thanking everyone. Quote, my son is a 20-year-old who is on the autism spectrum. He's very high-functioning, but sometimes just reminding doesn't work.
Wait. Come on. That's shaming.
Yeah. Look at the trash can.
That's shaming.
Look, that's ridiculous.
That was it was funny good. Until she was like, my son has autism, and I have to... What? Why would you post that on social media?
Yeah. It's probably going to flip him out for a while.
Yeah, dude.
I thought maybe I could get his attention and interact with him here. He is highly amused. Well,
bad parenting.
Looks like it worked.
Apparently, first of all,
like it's a whole thing.
I'm already thrown off by the fact that you can get your kids to do stuff like take the trash out. That's like a dad job.
Hello.
I have threatened my kids ever before. I have said if you don't do this, I'm going to post a picture of you on Facebook and tell everybody.
No, you have not.
I have.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dude, why would you do that?
You know what they did?
You know what that is?
They freaked out.
That's pulling the pants down at Walmart and giving them a spanking.
Yeah,
which
dude.
Which used to happen like when I was a kid all the time.
I wouldn't do it. I was saying I would.
I'm going to spank you right here, and I'm in full spanking.
Bad parenting times two. If you say you're going to do something, you have to follow through with it.
Yeah, but they would never...
Consistency.
You know what? Hey,
yes.
Of course I would follow through, but there's no way that they wouldn't do what I asked them to do.
We talked about this, Dex. But think about this, though, to his credit. This is a legit punishment when you have the ability to, I guess, quote, be like a personality and you have a social media following. Because that kid knows... His friends are going to see it. His friends' parents are going to see it.
Yeah.
And his friends are going to see it.
You should have seen the way that they acted when I told them. They flipped out. I mean, screamed. Landon was crying.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like,
see, this is great.
Automatically,
I can be like, Johnny, guess what? All I have to do is press this button, and I have the ability to embarrass you at one time all around the world.
It's terrible.
All around the world.
Do anything you want.
Oh, man.
Man, we are dealing with Johnny right now.
Yeah. Apparently.
Man.
Stop. Just the fire extinguisher.
Why do you have a fire extinguisher?
Y'all, we can't even get lit up in here because you extinguishing stuff.
Oh,
you squeezer.
So Danger is how old?
He's 15 months.
15 months.
But he's already, he tantrums, man.
Oh,
he is tantrum king.
This is, yeah.
And so, all of you people that have been there, done that, just bear with me for a minute. Because we haven't, and we're learning.
Yeah.
So, doing some reading. We don't get into all the super, like, hippy-dippy, you know, coddle your kids, because that's ridiculous. But Dawn is really good about finding articles that are super, like, middle-of-the-road, common sense, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
And what I didn't realize is that these tantrums he's throwing, these are his first expressions of autonomy in the world. What he's trying to do is establish a sense of self. And I know that sounds like psychobabble, but it's totally true. You only get angry about things if you feel like you are being wronged. So our 15-month kid feels like something in his world is not right. And also, he can't control his emotions. So he is flipping out when I don't hand him the broom, you know, or when we can't go play the drums.
Yeah.
It's important.
That is not.
That's what it, this is an actual audio clip.
Jay Danger?
Yes. This is when I woke up and he was hovering above me with beady little red eyes.
Not true.
Yes,
not true.
This is true. And he was just hovering. It was completely dark, kids.
Oh, goodness.
And just two red eyes just hovering above me. And then he whispered, he said, and I said, go back to sleep, Johnny.
That's intense.
But anyway, yeah, so we're navigating that whole thing. Because it's important to be like, and this is kind of what we were reading. It was saying, you never just give them what they want, because the child will learn that if they throw a tantrum and you give them, that's how they get things. So, and that's common sense.
Yeah.
That's totally like, hey, of course I'm not going to let you have this after you've been pitching a fit in front of everybody and going nuts. Not so much because it's embarrassing. He doesn't really embarrass me when he does it. It's just, it's kind of exhausting because it's so loud. It's like, you are the loudest. The loudest crier. Mm-hmm. You got your mom's vocal ability, man. Obviously.
You know what I used to do is just like stop it. To the face.
That's considered abuse.
I think our boy Caleb's calling in.
All right, let's get to that.
Good morning. How are you? Is this my son Caleb?
No, dude.
No, this is his Uncle Carl.
Carl! Yeah, Uncle Carl! That's what we should call you.
Well, without any further ado, let me bring you the man himself.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Have a great day, buddy. His name is Caleb Johnson. He won American Idol 2 seasons ago.
We're going to be talking to Dexon Fonteo.
Yeah! Welcome!
Oh. Caleb!
Yeah, how are you?
Good.
What's up, man?
What's happening, man?
Nothing much. Just chillaxing.
Chillaxing.
That's what we're doing, too.
Are you an early riser, or is this one of those, like, oh, man, I got to do interviews, and now I'm up way before I normally would be?
It is like that, but I actually enjoy doing interviews. I actually really, really have fun doing these. It's actually a lot of fun, but, yeah, I usually don't get up till, like, maybe 11 o'clock.
Oh, tell us what that's like. I can't remember the last time where it was like, dude, I slept in, it's 6:30 a.m.
Yeah, that's what it is now.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
No, I feel like the older you get, though, the more early you wake up.
It's true.
You know, because when you're like in your teens and your 20s, it's like you want to sleep in. But I think as you get older and older, it's like you want to wake up. It's earlier and earlier, I guess. Is that the same for you guys?
It is. It's because the older you get, the more regrets you have. So your body's just
having the day to do that.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So, Caleb Johnson, you won American Idol 2 seasons ago. What was your life like after you won? Did it just completely change? What was it like?
Yeah, it was a complete whirlwind. I mean, it was something that I don't know if it's really, if I can describe it, but it was, when I was on the show, it was like a bubble, basically. So you're kind of like cut off from the outside world. And so when the show is done and you're out of the bubble, you really get to see the full impact of that show. And I mean, the show reached a lot of people. So it was like, I would be all over the country and getting recognized. And just like, you know, I got so many stories. These people, like, this one woman, I was, like, walking into, like, a news station somewhere, and this woman just literally, she's like, oh, my gosh. She's like, you're so much fatter on TV than you are in person. And I was like, hey, I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Like, I get that, like, all the time, yeah. Crazy, I know what that's like.
Crazy story. These people watch you for, like, a couple of months, so it's like they've just become used to you, or they feel like they know you as a person, and it's like,
yeah,
it's really crazy. I mean, it's cool. You meet a lot of really cool people. I have got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of stories of just encounters with people that it's like, it's just hilarious. Like, it's like the story I just told you is like one of many stories of just people that, you know, it's like no filter whatsoever, and you're just like, okay, cool, thanks. You know, like, I appreciate it. You know?
So
yeah, I'm glad I'm not as fat in person as I am on TV. But it's a life changing thing, man. It was like, you know, it really made an unreachable dream reality.
That's awesome, man.
You know, I get to live out. You know, I get to do what I love. You know, for a living. And you know, not all of it's been easy. You know, but I think that in any great story in anybody's life, you know, you go through a lot of crap. I mean, you know, your guys' lives. You know, I'm sure you've been through some hardships where it's been insane, and nobody ever knows that. But it's really about why. I mean, it's life, and so you get to, you know, you have your ups and your downs, and you know, you have your triumphs and your failures. But that's just a part of, you know, living. So I think that,
amen.
With this kid store that's happening, you know, this summer. I mean, this is just such a huge, huge honor. You know, I mean, Kiss is one of my, you know, all-time favorite bands. So just to be able to go out and share the stage with them and throw with them this summer is just going to be it's just a dream come true. You know, they're one of my all-time favorite bands. So it's going to be an amazing, amazing night of rock and roll.
Yes.
That's cool.
A couple months. That's going
to
be awesome.
And we do know that God gave rock and roll to us, courtesy of Bill and Ted, through Kiss. So, greatest band of all time.
No way!
We're still living because of their music. Wow. So, I mean, yeah.
Put a lot on that music.
Dude, I mean, let's be honest. Exactly. It's Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb, I got to ask you a question, man, because we're all Christians in this studio. And I was looking at your background, and it's like you did some mission work, you did some volunteering at your church, Calvary Baptist. And so I wanted to ask like a super honest question, man, because I think when Christians find success, unfortunately, the church immediately is like, bro, he's on our squad. How can we exploit him as fast as possible?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like within the church, it's like.
I was actually raised in a Baptist church. And so, you know, we did a lot of mission work. You know, I went to New Orleans for Katrina.
Yeah.
There was this, you know, we helped just basically like redo this guy's house. I mean, you talk about, and this is something that I think, you know, with churches and stuff like that provide a great opportunity for kids and stuff like that to kind of see things that you wouldn't normally see if you weren't in a youth group, because with this mission work, you get to see a lot of stuff.
Yeah, man.
It's a lot of things out in the world that are very life-changing. And one thing that puts your life in perspective, yeah. Where you don't know how good you got it until you go see somebody who's living in a trailer right next to their house that was just destroyed
yeah.
in a massive natural disaster. So it was you learn a lot from stuff like that, and you also learn a lot about yourself, too, who actually I would not promote it, but really just kind of push for kids to be themselves and
yes.
also not necessarily conform to a lot of stuff that, you know, was being pushed on us from whether it was the church or whatever it was, but it's just basically being good people.
Right.
Yeah. Being good people to other people. You know, and I think that was a thing too. And I mean, dude, my youth pastor was a huge fan of rock and roll, so that was kind of influential to me with Kiss or Black Sabbath or Led Zeppelin or Queen or, you know, or Rush or Meatloaf. I mean, we would, like, when we go on these trips, I mean, we would listen to the classic rock, you know, like, and also we would listen to the contemporary Christian, you know, rock music of that day when it was, like, really big with, like, Reliant K and MXPX.
Yes.
What else? Project 86, all this stuff. You know, we went to this big Christian music festival, what was called Cornerstone.
Yeah, dude, in Illinois.
So I definitely have faith, and I'm a, you know, and I think music is a spiritual thing, so mm-hmm. it takes you to that place, you know, a very incredible place. And so with this stuff, with this rock and roll show, I mean, we're definitely going to be doing that. It's going to be, you know, really, you know, musicians are put on this earth to get people that glimmer of light and hope and have a good time. And I think with what's been going on in the past couple of weeks with all this terrible stuff, you know, I think, you know, that's what music is for, is to take people out of reality and put them in an amazing world where people are, you know, it's all about love and it's about music and having a good time. And I think that, you know, this concert is going to be all that, you know, and more, you know, for people. Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
We're talking with Caleb Johnson. You probably remember him. He was the winner of American Idol a couple seasons ago. He's going out with Kiss on tour.
Yes.
And you were even talking a little bit earlier, Caleb, that, you know, it's amazing to see how much your life has changed and the people you get to meet and the impact that you have on the community and just people everywhere and the stories that you get to hear and the people that you get to connect with. That's an amazing adventure every day, right?
Yeah, it's just stories in a chapter in a big book. You know, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, you know, with this Kiss tour as well, you know, Kiss is going to be hiring veterans, you know, from each city.
Wow.
To be a roadie. So we're going to get to be in the presence of some really incredible people, you know, and meet some real rock stars.
That's awesome.
We're not rock stars. Those people are the real rock stars. Yeah. So we're going to be, you know, we want to make them feel happy and make them have a good time and really, you know, honor these people that have, you know, given their lives, you know, for this country and all this stuff. So it's just going to be an absolute blast, you know, and just the fact that I'm going to be able to be a part of that is going to be, you know, it's going to be insane. So it's going to be...
That's great,
again,
dude.
It's going to be incredible, you know.
Good, man.
That's awesome.
Well, we wish you much success.
I wish I could say, oh, dude, can't wait to see you, but you guys aren't even coming to the state of New Mexico. Come on. Come on, bro.
What the heck? What's going on with that?
I don't even know. Trust me, New Mexico loves rock and roll. I'm telling you.
I know. I think everybody loves rock and roll.
Well, they should. If they don't, I mean, come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You need to... You need to make sure you come to New Mexico when you get your high school band Gorgon back together.
Oh, God.
Yep. Get it back together. Make it happen.
I forgot all about that.
Not me, man. I read about it on the internet.
Let me tell you, there's this great high school picture of me with my band, that band. And I'm wearing, like, this freaking, like, wizard's robe. It's, like, the most ridiculous thing.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Like, it's ridiculous.
You mean to tell me you're a wizard?
a rock and roll wizard. Yeah.
So, that's great.
I'm
dude.
Glad you reminded me of that terrible awful
thing. I'll always be here for that, Caleb.
Yes.
Always.
Incredible.
Thank you,
Caleb.
I'm one of those people. No filter.
Thanks for talking with us today, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, man.
Good, brother.
Right on, man.
Have a good one, man. See you later. Okay, bye.
He was really cool, man.
Yeah, right? He's a great singer.
Yeah, can you hear it? That's incredible. Much too
strong. I'm at it to you. From North Carolina.
Yeah. It says that he became interested in singing around age 17. A friend asked him to be in a band. Be lead singer. Chris Cornell, he considers him to be his biggest musical influence, and his favorite band is Rush. But if you ask me, there's a lot of Steve Perry in this guy's vocal. And yes. Michael Bolton.
Yeah, dude.
Good grief.
We have always been wanting to hear you sing something with a little bit more subtlety. And that's exactly what you did. And I have been waiting for that since the first day I met you. I always wanted to know if you could do it.
Caleb Johnson.
You did it. And I'm proud of you.
Which judge is that?
Nice work.
Man. That's Harry Connick Jr., bro. Oh, okay. Obviously. I mean, come on. I don't either, but I still knew that Independence Day. Hear his voice and you just hear him giving that speech.
New Independence Day is what it is, but it really does not have the charm of the first.
That's because Will Smith and Harry Connick Jr., man.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, you got Jeff Goldblum, you got Bill Pullman, you got a bunch of the returning original cast. Yeah, well.
But you said charm. The charming people left.
It's a good point.
The scientists stuck around.
When we come back, Tao will tell us how it did at the box office.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll be right back. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on?
If Donald Trump wants to win the White House, he'll have to raise a lot more money, so says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on ABC's This Week.
I think there's no question that he's made a number of mistakes over the last few weeks.
Trump entered June with just over $1 million in the bank compared to Hillary Clinton's $42 million.
Conservative commentator and columnist George Will says he's left the GOP because of Trump.
I left it for the same reason I joined it in 1964 when I voted for Barry Goldwater.
The Reds have formally retired Pete Rose's number 14.
Cincinnati is the baseball capital of the world.
California firefighters continue to battle the Erskine fire. It's only 10% contained.
China has recovered an experimental probe it launched aboard a new generation rocket. Space authorities say the spaceship's landing keeps China on schedule to place its second space station into orbit later this year.
Legendary New York Times fashion photographer Bill Cunningham has died.
As the water recedes in West Virginia, many flood victims can start applying for federal assistance. Last week's epic event has killed at least 24 people.
A senior Iraqi commander says the city of Fallujah is fully liberated. The general says Iraqi troops entered the last neighborhood still held by Islamic State militants.
7:48.
High today of 92 degrees.
Traffic! Oh man, railroad crossing arms are blocking Osuna at 2nd. Crossing arms are stuck in the down position. Alternatively, you need to use Montaño. That's going to be a headache.
Let's
see what else we got over here. Looks like that's all the accidents I need to report right now. That's your look at traffic.
Make plans this Saturday, Isotopes Park. We're going to be hanging out doing the show.
Freedom Celebration! Going to be good, y'all.
Starting at 4 o'clock, we'll be down there on stage just trying to entertain you guys until Hawk Nelson, message from Skip Heitzig, Four King and Country, fireworks show. It's a free event. Isotopes Park this Saturday.
Free event. No excuse to not be there unless you have a legitimate excuse. If you don't, though, you don't have one.
Yeah, I have one. Gotcha.
Join us. Coming up a little after 8 o'clock, the Pope said Christians should apologize.
Dude, that Pope, man, seems like every other day or so, he's saying something else to upset a lot of peoples.
Also, life skills. Apparently, your 10-year-old should know. I'm guessing a lot of us parents are going to feel like bad parents after we go over this list.
Yeah.
I felt like a bad parent.
Come on, man. You're not. You're a good parent.
Okay. Yeah, it's Monday Mindset, too. We'd love to hear your mindset, Starmie. Anything on the live line this morning? Anything happening?
We got a one on the line. Monday Mindset, I heard a much-needed message on anxiety. Trust in the finished work of Christ, not my abilities. Anxiety is created when I feel like it's all up to me. Stand firm in the face of anxiety. Pray well to stand firm. God's peace will surpass all understanding and will guard your heart and your mind. Let your gentleness be evident to all.
That's good.
Dude, Pastor Skip kicked off the new hashtag series. We posted the video because it was fun getting to put that together. Teo and I created the intro to the hashtag series.
Teo.
Yesterday was hashtag LOL. He's going through different, you know, I don't want to say famous, I guess just big hashtags and kind of reimagining them. And he was in Proverbs 14. It was so powerful to me because it was kind of about the comedian. Do you know what I mean? And we're known for laughter and making people laugh. But man, it was a pretty deep message yesterday that got me. Got me good, man.
Got him.
Yeah, go check out the video that Steve-O and Teo did. Excuse me, Teo did.
It's Teo.
Ugh.
I don't understand.
Can't keep up on
that. We've been friends for years.
Yeah, here's a little bit of that. Maybe.
Hey, man, what's up?
Yeah,
just trying to get through Wednesday. Hashtag hump day. Hashtag longest day ever. Hashtag workflow. Hashtag but first.
Look at your face.
Dude, I hear that. Hashtag clover coffee.
Was there really coffee in there?
If you're thinking to yourself, where have I seen this before?
Stop it.
Was there really coffee?
It's because we ripped off Jimmy Fallon.
Does it look like there's coffee in there?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You did a great job.
Thanks, man.
Hashtag the best part of waking up is Jesus in your cup.
Why are we watching a video on radio?
This is so funny.
Hey, let's watch some trailers.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, let's not, guys.
Dude, I love this
channel. Hashtag PTL. Hashtag praise the Lord. Hashtag worship. Hashtag I need this.
That was good.
Thanks, man.
Can we feel it?
Was that really your body, Steve-O,
okay.
Or did they do a
yes.
Well,
body double?
They needed me to do body doubles for
everybody. Teo was both bodies. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Now, that totally, it was our take on a great, great skit that Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake did a few years ago.
You guys did a good job.
Fit really well with the series.
It does.
Go share
that.
Excited. Go share it. Go to our Facebook page, Star88FM, and share that. Watch the video and share it. Won't you? Won't you do that?
Yeah, girl! Let me give you some news!
Good thinking, dude!
Yes.
Independence Day resurgence bombed at the box office this
weekend. That's
why did you cut
why
that
did
off?
You stop I didn't mean that. To. Guys.
Okay. It only opened with 41.6 million, coming in at number two. It didn't even open at number one. It came in at number two.
What was number one this weekend?
Finding Dory again.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. It's up to 286.6 million in its second week.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It made 73.2 million. Yeah. So Independence Day Resurgence cost $165 million to make. Did not even make its budget back globally. Its worldwide take, 101.5 million.
Man.
The director, Roland Emmerich, would said in an interview this week, I read it over the weekend, that he thinks all the Marvel and DC movies are just copying him because of
Wait,
Independence Day.
What?
Straight up. He said that when he put out Independence Day back in 96, that Steven Spielberg came up and said, people are going to be emulating you for the next 20 years. And he definitely took it to heart.
Wow.
And he says every time he watches a Marvel movie or a DC movie, he's like, that looks familiar.
No.
You see that building blowing up over there? I did that. Okay. That was me. This is all my idea.
No.
I will... Okay, here's what I will concede to Roland Emmerich.
Concede.
I still remember the first time I saw the trailer for Independence Day because they blew up the White House. Remember that? And it's like the helicopter's going... And it's like...
Yeah, that
and
was
you're like,
insane.
Oh my gosh! That looks incredible! Mm-hmm. He did something back then that wasn't really on the big screen anywhere. So... I'll give him credit for that.
Well, I give him credit for destroying political landmarks with aliens.
That's it.
But if I want to go back and find the heart of, you know, disaster movies, I'll go back to like Toho's Godzilla in the 40s.
Right.
Or the 30s, whenever it came out. When the thing was destroying cities with its giant rubber tail.
Yeah.
You know? Like he can't claim that.
No, he can't. He can't.
He can't. And I'll say this, like the new movie doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I was there. And I was telling these guys off air, what's really interesting is the story. There are scenes and scenes and scenes and scenes that were filmed. Julia, Steven's wife, was in a scene that took place in Paris, not in the movie. I filmed a scene, like I said, Friday, with a character that made it all the way through the movie, who is no longer not in a lot of the movie.
Huh.
And the whole story just made way more sense. And at some point it got changed. And now it feels really, really choppy. I told Steve it reminded me of Batman v Superman.
Hmm.
It's like, boom, 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 boom. How did we get here?
Yeah. Well, this is good news, guys, because if you were a fan of Finding Dory, they actually already released a trailer for Finding Dory 2.
No.
Coming soon from Disney Pixar. Gotcha.
Oh, no. Stop it.
Oh.
Is this sushi?
Mmm, pretty good. Oh. Don't miss Finding Dory 2, Dory Found. Coming soon to a theater near you.
That was awful, man!
Man, you're mean.
That sounds great.
You need to cut that out.
Huge fan of Dory.
Okay, we gotta go to the break.
Yeah, we do. Other movies in the top five, Central Intelligence, The Shallows, Free State of Jones. It was a pretty good weekend for the movies.
When we come back, the Pope.
On the show?
Nope.
Oh.
Pope said Christians should apologize. I'll tell you what for when we come back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Relax and breathe. Keep training. You'll get it. Itch, knee, song, she. Come on, everybody, train karate.
Itch, knee, song, she. Come on, everybody, train karate.
Yeah.
I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but I've trained karate from coast to coast.
Karate.
8:06, good morning.
High today of 92 degrees. Good morning.
Shout out to our boy Ricky putting on some great fights over the weekend.
Well, I've trained karate around the world.
Saw Buck and Ricky going on Facebook Live.
Oh, I thought you were there. I was like, what?
The MMA field.
You were with me.
So good.
train.
Dude, Facebook Live changes everything in the world.
Yeah, you don't have to go to things anymore.
Yeah, you can just
you don't have to be friends with people. Like, you don't have to hang out anymore. You just watch them on your phone.
Yeah.
Be like, I wish I were there. Not really.
Big show this morning. Hey, big shout out again to Love Helps Kids.
Absolutely.
Steve and I went down on Saturday at the Natural History Museum for Love Helps Kids, and it was to support the local kids with cancer. And so you had all these superheroes
showing was incredible.
Up, and you had the kids with cancer. They were dressed up, and they had a fashion show. They had this boardwalk where the kids could go up there on stage and walk the catwalk.
Yeah,
well, I said boardwalk, catwalk.
Catwalk.
Yeah,
it was fantastic, and so we got to meet some really cool kiddos, dressed like superheroes or princesses for the boys and the girls, and unreal. Do you know what I mean? Because as a parent, you can't fathom what it would be like for your, you know, 7, 8, 10-year-old battling cancer. Mm. But they were so strong.
They were.
And the parents were really cool to talk to. We met some incredible human beings. And shout out to Albuquerque, man.
Yeah.
The community came together. We got to Albuquerque. The magazine was there. There was a news outlet there covering it. And just really, really cool to see different members of the community coming together.
Dude, the Starmie.
Volunteering. Yeah!
Starmie.
Good job, Starmie.
So cool.
Not a lot of great Starmie peeps.
Yeah. A few of them said, you know, we bought tickets, and then we thought, you know, why don't we just volunteer?
Yeah.
They need some volunteers.
It was great.
So got to meet a lot of Starmie members and meet a lot of those little kids, and can't wait for next year.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to keep growing and getting bigger and bigger, and you know, next year, I'll wear the tights. I will. I'll wear the tights.
I'm down.
People were upset that Steve-O and I weren't
wearing
the tights.
Dude, that was the most commented thing when we were down there.
They were
you guys aren't wearing tights?
They were upset with us because we didn't wear the tights. And I was looking at them going, so I'm supposed to just wear the tights?
Mm-mm.
And then my t-shirt? I don't get it.
That's not what you want.
Yeah.
I think the people would be more disappointed if they saw.
Exactly.
What do I know?
Although next year I'm thinking of doing the Nacho Libre.
Nacho!
I'm going to go as the crow.
The crow. Don and I started rewatching The Office this weekend.
Oh, man.
And there's a early, early episode, and they're talking about their favorite movies. They play Desert Island, and your top, and he just says to Dwight, he's like, Dwight, favorite movie! And Dwight's walking off, and it shows Jim, and he's just sitting there. And then you hear off camera, you hear Dwight go,
The crow.
The crow. Yes, dude.
That's good. So thanks again. Coming out. Love Helps Kids. And Casey.
Yeah, man.
Casey who started Kasem. This whole thing. Casey.
She was diagnosed with cancer when she was 13 years old. And she just said she remembered being isolated. And her family couldn't be with her because of the treatment. And so the only thing she was able to hold was this teddy bear. So she started as this 13-year-old kid who just wanted to get teddy bears out to kids who were in the hospital battling cancer, and it's turned into this national program where they go state to state, and every single dollar that was raised this weekend is staying in New Mexico for New Mexico families.
That's
incredible. that are you know, having to pay for all the medical bills for their child.
It just goes incredible. To show you that one person really can do a lot to change.
Yeah.
And I just hope and pray in my lifetime we see cancer just wiped out.
That would be incredible.
Right?
That would be
just
incredible.
Waiting for that announcement one of these days. Guys, we got a cure. We can completely wipe it out. Oh, so many of us have had family members, friends, people close to us that have been passed affected.
On. It's true.
Or, I've had a lot of family members passed away. It's sad. Okay, let's jump into what the Pope had to say. Steve-O?
Gosh.
Steve-O, it's all you.
Throw it over to Steve-O.
You're like, so cancer, it's awful.
You get the ball. Here you go.
Am I right? People dying. Now, Steve-O, let's change into a different sad story. Pope Francis went on record this last Sunday, upsetting a lot of people, by saying that Christians in the Roman Catholic Church need to seek forgiveness from homosexuals for the way that they have been treated by the church. He was talking to some reporters before he boarded his plane, taking him back to Rome from Armenia. He also said the church needs to ask forgiveness for the way it has treated women, for turning a blind eye to child labor, and for blessing so many weapons in the past. He had this hour-long conversation that's kind of become a trademark of his international travels. He was asked if he agreed with the recent comments by a German Roman Catholic cardinal that the church needs to apologize to homosexuals. He said he looked. They said he looked sad when they asked if an apology was made more urgent by the Orlando shooting at the nightclub. He said he recalled church teachings that homosexuals, quote, should not be discriminated against. They should be respected and accompanied pastorally. He says, I think that the church not only should apologize to homosexuals whom it has offended, but it must also apologize to the poor as well, to the women who have been exploited, to the children who have been exploited by being forced to work. The church must apologize for having blessed so many weapons, end quote. Of course, it didn't come without controversy because immediately, every time the Pope says anything, 50% of people are like, yeah, man, that's my Pope! And then the other 50% of people are like, I can't believe it. He's the Antichrist.
Yeah, they're like, not my Pope.
Right. Yeah. So, gosh.
Live line's open if you'd like to make a comment. 585 Live.
Yeah, if you would like to chime in on this just lighthearted Monday conversation.
Yeah. You can call us 338-3700. I was over at KOAT because they posted the story, and this is from their Facebook page in some of the comments. One said, I feel sorry for all who actually listen to this character. Another one said, this man does not speak for the Christian community. Another one said, there's no need to apologize for correcting a fellow brother or sister. Sadly, people listen to this man. I mean, there's a lot of, I can't read most of these.
Okay. You know what the funny thing is? I find myself apologizing pretty regularly, actually, for the church, for the way the church has treated someone. When you meet any human being, it doesn't matter their sexual orientation or their, maybe their lack of faith or whatever their religious belief is. That is a human being you're talking to, and I think if you talk to anybody for any amount of time, especially if they have animosity towards the church, you come to find out it's usually because of a wound they either received personally from, say, a youth pastor or a situation growing up or a family member or, you know, when we had Jonathan Banks on, good old Johnny Banks, from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, plays Mike. He's an atheist, and we wanted to know why, and so we started talking to him, and you come to find out that his great-grandfather was this, like, traveling evangelist, and what it did to Jonathan Banks' grandfather growing up in that environment killed him. And so he has this deep-seated hatred for aspects of the church, and those aspects, it's okay to apologize for those aspects because those aspects don't represent Jesus Christ. Mm. If someone was mocked and things were thrown at them by a Christian because of their sexual orientation, it's okay to say, man, I'm so sorry that that happened to you because Christ loves you. Jesus loves you. And we can talk about the sin in your life at another time. But first of all, you need to know that God loves you. So I don't see anything wrong with the idea of apologizing for somebody being mistreated. I mean, because he went on to talk about the way women have been treated, the way that children are treated with child labor, the way, you know.
Yeah.
So nothing wrong with apologizing for somebody being arrogant or rude or hurtful with their words. Yeah. Especially when they use Christ as their identifier.
338-3700, good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
What up?
It's Adam, man, Becca's husband.
Hey, buddy.
Adam.
Talking about the Pope again. He's my boy, so I gotta call in.
He is your boy.
I love this, man. You were like our spokesperson for the Pope.
Oh,
well, I enjoy him, but I think a lot of his controversy, I think like anything, you have to contextualize it.
Yep.
He's from Latin America. Okay, he's the first Jesuit pope, and when you understand Latin American culture and society, these statements are not controversial. I mean, you really got to put it. But again, this takes a lot of digging, a lot of historical background work, and you know, I've studied Latin American history, mm-hmm. so I know a lot of what they stand for. And there's a thing called liberation theology, which is huge in Latin America. And these kind of concepts of social justice, standing up for the poor, women, you know, people that are kind of excommunicated from society, not least are, you know, homosexuals and gays. Mm. So I think in his, where he's from, you know, in Argentina, this is like, it's not as controversial right. as it is here in the United States. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to kind of throw that out there just so you can have some context.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You know what? When they chose him as the Pope, you know, as the first Latin American Pope and a Jesuit for that, you know, when you understand Jesuit, I mean, they kind of were asking for all this. I mean, and, you know, he's not like Benedict, who was before him, was very intellectual, wrote books, was more of kind of like a political figure in the sense of being diplomatic. Mm-hmm. This Pope is, he wants to be more practical. You know, he's very pragmatic in his approach. So I think you would kind of see that, you know, and he ruffles feathers, but I think for a good reason, because I think as Christians, we have to acknowledge the fact that sometimes we've been part of the problem mm-hmm. and not part of the solution.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, being able to admit that we're wrong and that we're not, you know, infallible
yeah.
is part of the healing process for us as people, but... Yep. Yeah, I'll babble on forever, guys.
No, that's good stuff.
Dude, no, good love words,
it,
man.
Thanks for Adam.
It's incredible, right, man.
Have a good one.
You too, man.
He's our spokesperson.
Yeah.
Our popes.
Dude, okay. Oh, yeah.
Spokes.
Yep.
Spokesperson.
He also went on and said, the question is, if a person who has that condition, who has goodwill and who looks for God, who are we to judge? He got in trouble for that because they said, what do you mean condition? What are you trying to say? But we have to remember that, as he just said, Adam was talking, not only are we talking about a different kind of pope, but in Italian, the word he used, condition, could also mean situation. So yeah. we have to remember that he doesn't necessarily, he didn't imply like, oh, this guy's got a medical condition, mm-hmm. his sexuality. But he gets, will immediately get attacked for it.
Yeah. Well, I think what he did is very diplomatic, because you see that a lot of times the church is criticized for its approach specifically to the homosexual community,
yeah.
to gay people. And what he did is he said, oh, it, basically to me, the way I read it, and this could just be my personal interpretation, is he was saying, oh, not only to them, we should be
right.
apologizing to yeah, a ton
absolutely.
Of people,
the poor.
Which I think there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, right. I think it kind of like we have this thing in America where now, especially on the right side, on conservative evangelical side of things, we have a big problem with being told that we can't disagree with somebody.
Right.
Because we are, if we're disagreeing with them, then we are persecuting them or we are condemning them or something like that. But I think the refusal to apologize for the church's wrongs in the past is part of the reason we get that. Because we can't own our own mistakes.
Right.
But then we're telling people, nuh-uh, you got to let me disagree with you respectfully. But then it's like, well, what about all this stuff? Nah, man. Yeah.
The funny thing is it's two completely opposite ends of the spectrum, because it's either that where you're having a situation where because we don't agree on something, it's like hate speech and you hate my lifestyle, you hate me, you know what I mean? But the flip side of that is by asking for forgiveness, if you will, from the church's standpoint and saying, I am so sorry by the way you've been treated, all of a sudden you're condoning.
Yeah. Right.
And so there's this fine line of like, wait, I want to love you as a person. No, I'm not, I'm still not condoning what you're doing mm-hmm. because the Bible clearly does say this is sin. Mm-hmm. But I can still love you as a human being, but unfortunately, in a lot of circles by saying that, now you're condoning their lifestyle. Now you're affirming and accepting them regardless. And there it's so weird how it's either extreme.
Yeah.
Either you stand against it and say, well, hey, man, I love you, but I just don't, you know, I don't agree with it. Oh, you hate me. Or, hey, man, I love you. What? Oh, Steve-O loves, you know.
I was thinking of when we had Double J on the show.
Yeah.
Remember, I don't know if you guys felt this way, but when he was telling us, because Double J isn't a Christian.
Yeah.
And he came in, shared his story about growing up in a cult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how the church and how religion just completely turned him away from it.
Yeah.
Because of the abuse that it happened to him and his brother,
and he raised in a cult.
Yeah.
Like
raised.
Not, don't
in a
use
cult.
That. We don't use that term lightly. It was
no. It was a cult.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And we found ourselves. I did apologizing.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
because they were using the name of Jesus.
Yeah, and you just your heart cries out to someone that's gone through that because that is not our God. You
right.
know that is not what we believe in, and
right. and we have to remember that there have been plenty of times where we as Christians have mistreated people.
Mm-hmm.
It goes beyond disagreeing or even not condoning actions. Mm-hmm. There's a further step that becomes mistreatment of
yeah.
another person, because at some point you're not looking out for that other person's good. You are approaching them from like a place of fear and discrimination in your own heart. To where you think you are right and they are wrong, which is okay. It's okay to believe in a right and a wrong. It's okay to use the Bible as your standard for that. But then you have to take that and you have to use also the way the Bible tells you to treat other people that don't agree with you.
Mm.
You can't just say, I'm right and you're wrong, you're going to hell, blah, and then you start pointing out all this
yeah.
other stuff about the other person, because at that point you have crossed over, in my opinion, into mistreating that person. There's a big difference between just like talking with someone about
mm-hmm.
the truth and what the Bible says and then beating somebody over the head with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's mistreatment.
When was the last time that worked?
It hasn't
shaming
worked.
Never. Shaming never
yeah
it's, and
never
unfortunately
worked.
That's a pretty solid tactic in the church, that shaming just want to shame them.
Yep.
You know, and it's
we
like
all
you don't have
it.
To the Holy Spirit is the one who convicts
mm-hmm.
right? You don't have to just I just want to make you feel as filthy and worthless
yeah.
as possible to
yeah.
shame you into Jesus. That doesn't work, man.
Mm-hmm. 585 live, you can text the show or call us at 338-3700. Thank you for holding.
What
are they saying
it's
on
good.
The live line?
On the live line, somebody says, I could agree that we are taught to love the sinner and hate the sin. The church, and it doesn't matter if it's Catholic or any other church, is good at excommunicating people for their choices instead of teaching them or praying for them or standing there with them and helping them. Somebody else chimed in and said, the Catechism of the Catholic Church says, quote, do not discriminate against people with homosexual attractions, but we cannot condone acting on those attractions. And one from Texas chimed in and said, they had a question. Are the Pope's remarks being interpreted as condoning the lifestyle? And it doesn't seem that they are being interpreted as condoning any lifestyle. It's simply, he's saying we need to ask for forgiveness. And people were upset by that for some reason.
It sounds to me like this is being interpreted by a bunch of hard-headed people that don't want to admit that the church was wrong.
Yeah, Vatican spokesman Father Federico Lombardi said, quote, we Christians have to apologize for so many things, not just for this, for the treatment of homosexuals, but we must also ask for forgiveness, not just apologize, forgiveness. Lord, it is a word we forget so often, end quote. So he's saying we need to go ahead and go out there and say, hey man, we're so sorry.
Yeah.
So sorry for the way you've been treated. We do not stand with the Westboro Baptist Church, churches of the world, because God loves you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hey boys.
Hey.
What up?
What are you guys doing?
Man,
just chilling.
Myers,
I was waiting.
You've been up for hours.
I have been up for hours. We were just filming, actually.
Nice.
How's Chuck Elmore doing?
He's the greatest.
That's good.
Dave Myers.
Dave Myers.
For those who don't know.
Dave Myers.
Our boy Dave.
I thought you were fighting fires or something.
Fireman Myers.
That's why it rhymes, right?
Yep.
Hey, so I have an interesting take on all of this.
Yeah.
A few years back, I was a pastor out in the Quad Cities area, the Illinois-Iowa border, and I remember distinctly after the service, this guy came up to me. I was the campus pastor that day. Everybody was out of town, so I was the one running the show, and I remember this guy coming up to me, and they had just passed the bill in Iowa for same-sex marriage, and he was furious, and he was shaking, and he came up to me. He says, David, what do we do now? He says, we have to do something.
he said, we have to protest, or we have to stand up for the truth. And he's just really, really invested, right? But he's visibly shaken, and he's upset. And I said, hey, calm down. Let's think about this. I said, to me, nowhere in Scripture does Jesus walk up and marginalize and categorize people according to their, quote, sin, right? He meets them where they're at, and then changes the heart. I said, picture Jesus sitting down and washing the feet of his disciples, right? Mm. Something very humbling, something very amazing. But he washes the feet of his disciples nonetheless. The same guys that are going to deny him and betray him, and he still does it. I said, why should our response be any different? And he was like, oh, my gosh. And he just kind of walked away. I'm not sure if that was the answer he wanted. But
at least he didn't fire back, like we were saying. A lot of people would fire back. And, you know, that is not, you know, it's just about hate, you know?
Right, right. But the next week he came back to me and he said, you know what, I was really thinking about what you said. And he says, you're absolutely right. Why should our response be any different than Jesus'? Yeah. You know what I mean? So it was pretty cool.
Isn't that mind-blowing, you know? It's like just be like Jesus, you know?
Yeah. Right.
What did Jesus do?
Yeah.
You know, he was
exactly.
The least. You know, he right. Put himself last in every situation. You know, he was the ultimate servant. It's crazy.
Yep. So good talk, guys. Love you guys.
Love you,
Myers.
We'll see you soon.
All right.
Later.
585 Live. You can text us or call us. 338-3700.
That's right.
The Pope.
Somebody just chimed in and said, I agree with Papa Frank, by the way. BT Dubs. Papa Frank, is that what they call the Pope, Francis? Papa Frank.
Papa Frank.
Papa Frank, y'all.
Gotta take a break, guys. Monday Mindset. How's your mind this morning? What are you thinking about, Starmy?
Here's one from Las Vegas, Nevada. Monday Mindset for you. Interesting that we're more accepting of adultery and such, but more hard against other sin. I struggle with understanding sin as sin. There really is no degree. And see it, because I see that and I go, I don't know. I wouldn't say we're more accepting of adultery in the church. You're usually branded and pieced out.
Mm. All right. Man, it's crazy.
You're crazy.
You're crazy.
Ah, okay. Hang out with us. We'll be back.
It's time for the morning invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the sound.
It's magic.
On Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
If Donald Trump wants to win the White House, he'll have to raise a lot more money, so says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on ABC's This Week.
I think there's no question that he's made a number of mistakes over the last few weeks.
Trump entered June with just over $1 million in the bank compared to Hillary Clinton's $42 million.
Conservative commentator and columnist George Will says he's left the GOP because of Trump.
I left it for the same reason I joined it in 1964 when I voted for Barry Goldwater.
The Reds have formally retired Pete Rose's number 14.
Cincinnati is the baseball capital of the world.
California firefighters continue to battle the Erskine fire. It's only 10% contained.
China has recovered an experimental probe it launched aboard a new generation rocket. Space authorities say the spaceship's landing keeps China on schedule to place its second space station into orbit later this year.
Legendary New York Times fashion photographer Bill Cunningham has died.
As the water recedes in West Virginia, many flood victims can start applying for federal assistance. Last week's epic event has killed at least 24 people.
A senior Iraqi commander says the city of Fallujah is fully liberated. The general says Iraqi troops entered the last neighborhood still held by Islamic State militants.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Dex.
I just realized when we went to break, I had the mics on for about 15 seconds.
Good. People hear some good stuff.
I don't know if they did or not. I think the only thing that was said is Steve-O had to go to the bathroom.
I mean, been rocking coffee and water like a champion this morning.
Champion!
Bladder of an infant, so.
I've got the bladder of an infant!
Just.
The thirst of a grown man!
8:41.
High today of 92 degrees.
All right, we got a few accidents to talk about. Copper at San Pedro. There's an accident involving a bicycle. Not good.
Mm-mm.
Also, an accident on the transition ramp, I-40 East at I-25 or the Big I. That's going to be a headache this morning. Also, an accident at Hanover Road and Coors. It happened about 30 minutes ago. Look out for those things, guys. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
A 30-year-old guy named Matt White was at a grocery store in Memphis earlier this month.
We're related.
And a 16-year-old kid named Chauncey Black offered to carry his bags to the car if he'd buy him some donuts. He was hungry. So Matt started talking to him, found out his mom is disabled, ended up buying him the donuts and a week's worth of groceries.
Oh, my gosh.
Good job.
Then he drove him home, met his mom, and saw the rundown place they'd been living in. They'd been so strapped for cash that Chauncey hadn't gotten new clothes in 3 years. He gets straight A's, and he's been trying to get a job to help out. So Matt posted it on Facebook, the story. Set up a GoFundMe page to raise $250 for a lawnmower so Chauncey could make money mowing lawns over the summer. 2 weeks later, guess how much money they've raised in 2 weeks?
$17.33.
Oh, man, I was going to go
lower.
Big. Wait, lower?
I'm kidding.
Lower.
Lower, guys.
Lower. $5,000.
In 2 weeks, people have donated over $270,000.
Whoa! Wow.
Again.
That's crazy.
In 2 weeks.
How does this happen?
From Matt posting it on Facebook, he did a GoFundMe page. He raised $270,000 for this family. Apparently, they're going to buy a new house. They're not going to be staying in that rundown place anymore. They're going to get a bunch of new clothes. They're going to get a bunch of other stuff, too. They're not going to have to worry about groceries.
Dude, do you think this will give, is it Chauncey's his name?
Chauncey.
Think it'll give him a shot at college?
Heck yeah. Straight A student.
Dude, that's crazy.
So awesome.
Shit, probably can get scholarships. Pretty amazing, man.
Why'd you turn it down?
Never survive? Did you say never survive?
Yeah, it's the next line.
No,
is it really?
Not the next line. Play the song.
There's sure definitely is. Not.
Never survive.
That's not it.
Never surrender, never survive. That's your favorite song.
It's my favorite.
Never surrender!
Yeah! How does stuff like that go,
I don't know,
quote, viral? You know, about
it's
a month
probably
ago.
Probably all in the wording, man.
Maybe, because about a month ago, my wife was trying to help some friends of ours. With a GoFundMe for a ramp, for a wheelchair ramp for their child, for their van. And I'm like, oh man, we're going to hit that cutoff like in moments. I mean, thankfully somebody saw it and they ended up getting like, quote, the hookup.
Good.
In essence, it was taken care of.
Well, see, there you go.
Yeah. Mm. But I was like, man. Just kept staring at the thing. We raised a few grand, which was great.
Oh, that's great.
And then the person that ended up taking care of it took care of it for essentially that much. You know what I mean? It was like, never, hey, we're going to...
Never say die.
Never survive. Gosh.
Dex, that's the opposite thing.
Yeah. Never say die and never survive are totally different.
Guys, look at all this money that they've raised. I mean...
Cha-ching, well, and that's the thing, too. It's like, look at the demographics and the geographics of where it happened.
Yeah.
The South.
Mm.
What are you
the
saying?
Southwest.
Mm. Southwest isn't very giving, is what he's saying.
The Southeast is, well, sometimes, hopefully, known for its hospitality.
Mm.
Did you know more charitable donations are given specifically in the Southeast than in any other region in the
really?
United States. There was a map that came out recently.
Wow. Yeah.
Good job, Florida.
And, you know, I'm looking at this GoFundMe, and it, you know, it's called Chauncey's Chance is the name of the GoFundMe.
I see that.
And then I was reading some of this, and it really is all in the story. Because I guess Matt is the one who put this together. He starts out saying, I didn't think it could happen, but it did.
I'm 30 years old, and I have a new hero, and he's 16.
Oh.
His name? Chauncey Jones Black.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, by God's beautiful design, he met me. I'll never forget it. Here comes this kid inside the Highland Kroger asking if he could help take my groceries to my car in exchange for buying him some glazed donuts. He had me at donuts. LOL. Man, I'm donating right now.
Are you going right now?
Stop it.
You had me at donuts, man.
Yeah, of course they did.
Yeah, Matt was just trying to raise $250 so Chauncey could get a lawnmower. No, $275,000 later.
Dang.
Pretty impressive, guys. In just 13 days.
Guys, I was way off. I think I was looking at the wrong map.
Talk to us, what?
I guess the state that gives the most to charity is Utah. I was way off. Utah's out here.
Boy, I was wrong.
Yeah. Well, and then you have other states in the southeast that give a lot too, but man, Utah is like sitting pretty at number one.
Man.
Look at that. Woo-wee. The cool thing is, Americans as a whole, 95.4% of households donate to charity. 95.4. That's pretty awesome. Wow. Each contributing an annual average of $2,974 to charity. That's the average amongst 95% of American families.
Really?
Annually.
I don't know about that.
Almost $3,000 a year. Per American family. That's the average.
I don't know if I believe that.
Low, high? What do you think?
Way lower than that. I would think most families probably don't.
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you mean by just giving to a charity? Is that giving money or donations? Does it cover that whole field? I mean, if you give to somebody,
it says,
on the side
of course,
of the road,
charitable behavior is not limited to donating money to the needy. Giving one's time is a form of generosity. Okay. A contribution made by nearly 63 million people who volunteered with an organization at least once between September 2013 and September 2014. But whether to pitch in money, time, or both, and the magnitude of its impact largely depends on a donor's particular circumstance.
Because nowadays, people can just post. You could share someone's GoFundMe and, I helped.
Good grief. Yeah, very interesting. And it's way more scattered than what I said. I was wrong. Number one, Utah. Number two, Maryland.
So it's in the east.
That's not southeast, though, like I was saying. Tennessee and Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, and Arkansas all ranked higher on the list. Coming in at number 50, though, with the least amount of charitable donations is Rhode Island.
Oh. Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because only 17 people live in the state
that's
of Rhode
what
Island?
That's what
okay,
I'm
that's what. Okay, sweet. All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. California, Nevada, or not Nevada, Arizona, both coming in low on the list. Louisiana, Kentucky, New York, Michigan. Wow. So interesting, guys. So interesting. So, yeah, this kid, there he is.
I have a charity.
Life has changed.
I'd like to talk about. It's called Wally's Wallet. Wally's Wallet is an organization that I've been a part of for a while now. It's super easy. I pull out my wallet and you just give me money.
That's a stupid.
What?
It's a stupid charity.
I was waiting. I'm like, where's this going?
I don't think anybody's going to jump into that.
Let's
one.
Try it. Here.
What do you mean, let's try
pull
it?
Pull my wallet out.
Okay.
Just give me his money.
Not working. I don't have any money.
I'll do it.
The trick in your charity is to find the right people to give you money. You can't open your empty wallet to me, who also has an empty wallet.
That's a counterfeit
you
bill.
You have a $10 bill?
I know.
Wow. It's real here.
It's all the money in the world.
I don't know if that's real.
Yeah, you better give it back to me.
It's do you fake. Guys get offended when people do that? When you go to buy something and they check to see if it's real?
Don, no. I got the money back.
No, because I've never had a bill big enough to qualify for the check. Like, I got to check and make sure this 10 is real.
Yeah, how many hundos like, that's never, are you throwing out?
Yeah, bro? I'm like, no, that's a. I just
I'm not in that situation.
I had somebody do that with a $20 bill yesterday.
Okay, that's a different thing. Yeah, those at 20 be like, what do I look like, man? Yes, I would be offended.
Really?
I don't
you
know,
got to put it up to the light to make sure you can
fivers,
see the barcode?
Fivers are real.
Really,
these,
guy?
They don't look
You've
real,
You've never
man.
Held money before?
I've never held money before, Dex.
Oh, granted, the guy was 19, but whatever.
You got to quit taking things for granted.
I know.
Take them for cement instead.
All right, let's talk about life skills for a moment.
Yes, dude. I've been waiting for this one. I'm excited.
Life skills. We all should know some life skills. And at what age should we know these life skills? Well, let me throw one out there. Doing the laundry. How old would you think that you should know how to do the laundry?
Define doing laundry. Does that mean loading up the dishwasher? Loading up the dishwasher with them clothes? Does that mean being able to load up your washing machine?
Yes.
And
turn it on, put the right
soap.
Amount of soap in.
Oh, man.
And then once it's done, you pull them out and put them in the dryer, and you put the dryer sheet in. And
I don't know if we should do this one. My wife's going to be pretty
How
bummed.
Often do I do it?
How old, when you first learned to do the laundry?
Oh, man.
High school was when I was supposed to start doing it myself, but
I don't think I actually learned until college, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Straight up. Because then it was like, oh, wait, where does the laundry detergent go?
Yeah.
Well, and then you're like, do I need fabric softener?
Oh.
Does this thing even take fabric softener?
Where did this where does the little sheet thing go?
Exactly.
Does that go in the washer, the dryer?
I think the reason I'm still totally cool doing my own laundry, other than the fact that I don't want my clothes to get shrunk, is that in college, we made it a super fun experience to do laundry. Dave was my roommate, Dave from Waverly, and we would go to the laundry room, I think on like Sunday nights, Saturday or Sunday nights, like one of the weekend nights at college when everything was, you know, most people were like they had gone off for the weekend, gone home or whatever. And we would just sit in there and do homework or read, or he would bring his guitar and we would work on music in the laundry room while our laundry was going. And you had to do that too out of necessity because you didn't want anybody to take your stuff.
Right.
Because that would happen also.
Yeah, exactly.
Which kind of sucked. Or people would throw their clothes in there with yours.
Yeah.
You know, so they didn't have to spend money on laundry. So we would just sit in there. It was fun, though.
Yeah. Well, 10 years old is when you should learn how to do laundry.
Johnny already does our laundry.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
It's good.
Beans does it sometimes.
Yeah. That's great.
Panda, my
kids can mostly get it in the laundry basket, something I have trouble doing. I have, like, Mount Doom on my side of the bed, you know, like, anytime it's, like, this weekend. Chrissy, is there anything you would like to have washed, Steven?
Yeah.
Because the laundry basket's only half full, and then I crawl out of my side of the bed, and it's like I can't even see carpet.
That's awful.
Dude, it's because I'm exhausted. So by the end of the day, I'm like, I'm walking upstairs and
no
I just.
Excuses. No excuses.
Pull my clothes off right there next to the bed and fall into it.
If you want to see.
Excuse. That's it.
If you want to see the.
Mound of clothes.
Another example of how quickly our kids learn from us. His kids' Mount Doom is in their closet in the playroom.
Oh my gosh.
You open that thing and it's like.
Chrissy, you need to start throwing the hammer down on. On your family. This is ridiculous.
Oh, she does. She does regularly.
Now, these are life skills they say that 10-year-olds should know how to do. So doing the laundry was one. Wrapping a gift.
Oh, no.
Is another one. At 10 years old, you should learn how to wrap a gift, which wrapping a gift, I still don't.
Really? Oh, I am dope.
I'm terrible at wrapping a gift.
Yes, Chrissy, that's one thing where Chrissy goes, here you go. And I'm like, yeah, here I go.
Yeah.
Gonna need my ruler. Gonna need.
Yeah. Hammering a nail.
My dad taught me how to do that when I was very young.
That's a good life skill that a 10-year-old should know.
How to like properly hammer a nail? Like
no, you have to learn
like
how
Karate
it feels
Kid
to
style?
Even hit your thumb. You gotta hit your thumb. You know.
By the way, doing your own laundry, we got a few comments on the live line. One said, my 9-year-old son and 7-year-old daughter know how to do their own laundry.
Good for you guys. That's good parenting right there.
Hope from Texas chimed in and said 12 years old for laundry.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody else from Albuquerque said, I was 9 when I started doing my own laundry. I have got to get this going with my children.
I'm in the same boat.
What is happening?
Kids. Here's another one, a life skill. At 10 years old, you should be doing writing a letter.
Nobody does this anymore.
Like to a congressman? Like what kind of letter?
To a family member.
To a loved one.
Got to learn that, you know, you have to go buy a stamp. And how do you attach the stamp?
You're going to need that stamp.
Do you attach it? Do I just drop it into the mailbox or do I have to go to the post office? I just learned 3 years ago that I didn't even have to go to the post office. I could just put my little red arrow up and that means that that they would actually pick it up.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Are you kidding
me? I grew up in Montana. There was no post. We went to a post office.
Yeah.
There was no mailman.
Are you sure they wouldn't do that?
Oh.
Because I thought that was pretty universal.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
We didn't have a mailbox growing up.
Guys, it's 2016, though. There's this amazing thing called email. You never have to send real letters ever.
Yeah. Preparing a simple meal. A 10-year-old should learn how to prepare just a simple meal.
Like chicken fried steak and mashed potatoes and green beans?
Pancakes.
Oh.
Pancakes.
That's not a meal.
BLT.
Again, not a meal. That's like one element of a meal.
He's right.
I don't know. Eggs.
Okay, there you go. You're halfway to like a real meal. Pancakes and eggs. And what else? Bacon? Can we get some bacon?
Sure. I don't know. Grease, you know. They could really burn themselves. Become.
Ah, yes. Mm. My bad.
So those are some life skills that your 10-year-old should know. I mean, if they don't, then this is a great time. It's summertime.
Yeah.
Let's learn some of these skills. Real quick, because we're coming up on a break. Navigating. They need to learn how to properly use a GPS.
But we have Siri. She tells me everything.
That's true.
I don't know how to navigate.
Yeah.
I ain't navigating nothing.
Planting a seedling.
Oh, my kids can do that for days.
There you go.
All right. Woo! One thing.
10 years old. They should be doing these things. So today, I think we're going to focus on
some life skills.
Wrapping a gift. I'm going to teach the kids how to wrap the gift for me.
Okay.
Socorro chimed in and said, by age 10, you should learn to cook. They chimed in before you said that.
Love it.
What are some other things kids need to learn?
585 Live. We'll be back. Hang out. Join us this Saturday night, Isotopes Stadium. Mm-hmm. Four King and Country going to be there. We're going to be doing the show, hanging out with you guys, starting at 4 o'clock. It's a free event. Hawk Nelson, Skip Heitzig throwing down, battle drums, a great night, fireworks. This Saturday night, Isotopes Park, 9:04, good morning.
High today of 92 degrees, good morning.
Let's take a look at traffic, good morning.
Good morning.
No accidents to report this morning. Hope you're having a good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Stanley. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to say good morning to Steve-O.
Hey, Teo. Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
Hey, wonderful and glorious good morning to you too, my friend.
I'd also like to send out a good morning to my friend Dex.
Thank you, Teo.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Right back at you. Good morning.
Hey, don't.
Good
morning. Nah, don't do that to me. You copy me like that.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Who was that?
That was our good friend Steve Stucker, who just got back from vacation. A little under the weather, no pun intended, because he came back from vacation. Got a little sick, so he's a little under the weather.
Good morning.
Praying for you, Mr. Stucker. It's 9:05.
Today, 92 degrees. Good
did
morning.
All of this stuff. Gosh. You want to do traffic again?
No.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dex.
Good morning.
Oh my gosh.
Good morning.
Somebody save us.
Good morning.
Save us.
Olympic update. Here we go.
What?
Olympic update. Oh, Rio de Janeiro. The final 12-man USA basketball roster officially set for Rio. Here we go. Jimmy Butler. Kyrie Irving. Klay Thompson. Carmelo Anthony.
Melo's going?
Kevin Durant.
Melo, 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 Melo.
Draymond Green.
Draymond Green.
LeBron.
LeBron!
Curry will not.
Did they turn it down?
Will not be there. Well, Curry, he wants to take some time off because of his knee. You know, he had the injury.
Oh, he got a knee?
That's slang for pride.
Okay. Hey.
And LeBron just thinks he's the greatest in the world, so he doesn't think he...
Tell him, Dex.
He's too good for the Olympics.
I love it when you speak the truth like that, my friend. My friend, love
there
it.
There you go. You know, and, you know, we're going to take home the gold. I mean, this is what we do in basketball.
Dang, dude.
Three countries could face bans from Rio Olympics for doping. We're looking at Russia, Kazakhstan, and Belarus. They're facing a one-year suspension from international weightlifting competition. They're saying that they just might be able to compete, though. Mm. They're going to talk about it. Mm. They might lift the ban. Because, you know, they're going to need all the events and all the people they can get because a lot of people aren't going.
Am I right?
Am I right? Am I right?
Nah! We just got a text on the live line that says, good morning!
Good morning!
Sounds like you're having too much fun. Good morning, Arlington, Texas.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Good stuff, guys.
And now it's time to say good morning for an hour. Let's begin. It's 9:10. We're going to do this for the rest of the show. Good morning.
Good morning. I feel like it's lost its value as a word. It doesn't feel real.
That's your opinion.
Good morning.
Okay. Good morning.
It's your opinion.
Good morning.
It is a good morning.
I think good morning is always welcome here.
I'd like to send out a special greeting to my friend Steve-O and Index. Good morning.
Oh, well. Thank you. Thank you, Tao.
I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Love you, Jim.
Let's not start that.
Good morning, everybody in the news this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
Whoa!
Oh, that was just rude.
Body shaming this early?
That was pointed at me.
Dex.
I'm clearly the fat one.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean,
wow.
Sorry.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning!
Thank you, Robin. We miss you.
Why'd you cut off Vietnam? You shaming Vietnam?
Well, I just wanted the good
country morning. Shaming this early in the morning.
Got weird, yeah.
Oh,
good morning, people.
Good morning. Okay. Come on.
Good morning, boys and girls.
Love you guys.
Good morning.
We got another.
Good morning, my American family.
Oh, hey.
Good morning to the live line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, let's go to break.
Grumpy Cat, good morning.
Nope.
Man, I got
it
so many
only
of these.
10 after.
Hey, good morning, angels.
We were talking before the break about things that 10-year-olds need to learn.
Good morning, 10-year-olds.
Like salutations.
Good morning.
Like, good morning. It's a solid greeting.
Yeah.
Someone on the live line chimed in and said, here's something I needed to learn when I turned 10. Bear wrestling.
Bear wrestling. Must have grown up in Montana with dates.
What? Does that mean they need...
Oh, now you poked the bear!
I'm just saying. We also just got somebody chiming in on the live line. They said, buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Bueno.
Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
I just said that, but just in Spanish.
That's a lot.
Hey.
That person needs a comment. Good morning. Take it back.
585 Live. It's the Good Morning Live line.
No, we're not doing just good mornings.
Let's do it again. Let's do the whole thing again. We'll do it live. Start it over.
Let's just... We can
we'll do it live!
Yeah, let's...
Good morning, guys. All right.
It's so good.
Let's see. Coming up on the Good Morning Show.
Okay. It's not called the Good Morning
Let's
Show.
Let's change the name of our morning show to the Good Morning Show. Good morning.
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 Guys, the heat has affected us, I think, officially.
Nah.
It's taking over.
It ain't affect me. I'm crazy.
It's affecting brains everywhere.
Good morning, people.
I just don't even know what to do anymore.
Well, I think you know what to do.
Poke the bear.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to hit the music? Or
poke the bear.
If you know what to do.
Oh, now you poke the bear!
That's not it.
Hey, you had some people missing you on Friday, Dex.
Where was I?
You didn't go. You had that lunch meeting you forgot about.
Yes, this week my wife said, when are we going to go to the bear?
She wants to go.
When are we going to go to the bear? And I said, I don't know. I don't know.
Why'd you say like Cartman?
I don't know.
Somebody just chimed on a live line and said, good morning.
Good morning.
Feels like I'm walking into Sunday service with all the people greeting.
Good morning. Welcome home.
Yeah, we just wanted you to feel like you were at church again, because that's exactly what it is. Nobody ever says anything
else. Good morning,
though.
Morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
I don't like that person.
Or how you doing? You know, good. I'm doing well. How you doing? Good. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Mm. Good morning. Mm.
Good morning.
Good morning. I wish church would start. It's so I important could stop having to say good morning.
No,
to
it's
people.
Important to tell people good morning. Good
it
morning.
Is.
It is.
You never know.
You never know. Good and morning. Now, the more you know from Dex.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. The FBI is warning the public of a new phone scam. Check it out. FBI officials say the criminals claim to be collecting a federal student tax, but it turns out there's no such thing as a federal student tax. The scammers have also sometimes spoofed the caller ID on the phone to make it look like they are with the FBI. FBI and IRS say they will never call asking for money and that they will never try to get payments in iTunes cards or prepaid gift cards, which is what these criminals have been demanding.
That is so nice to hear.
In fact, I went to a crawfish boil a few weeks ago with my friend Morgan, and one of his friends there left midway through the crawfish boil. Why was that? Because he had gotten a call from the FBI.
Are you serious?
Asking for money.
Man.
And he had gone, I guess he had a cop friend or something, and this dude, he had some kind of outstanding charge. Like, that's why it spooked him so much, because he had been in, like, an accident or something. There was something going on, like, for real with his, or he had a speeding ticket or something like that. There was something for real going on, and so it kind of freaked him out. So, understandably, he left, but then he said he got the major heads up when they said it would be cool to pay in gift cards.
Oh.
And he was like, okay.
Yeah.
The FBI, keeper of all information.
Right, right.
Wants me to pay him in a gift card.
You lost me a gift card.
So this is actually a real thing happening to real people in the Albuquerque area. So again, if somebody calls you and they say that it's the FBI or the IRS and they have a student tax, which isn't real, or they ask for money, payments in iTunes gift cards or normal gift cards.
Okay.
Be a little smarter than that.
Good morning.
The FBI is just going to raid your bank account anyway one day, so it doesn't matter. They won't call you to let you know. I mean, it even says right there. It says, like, the FBI and IRS say they will never call asking for money. But we all know that the IRS writes you letters asking for money every... That's their correspondence.
Get one every
you
week.
Get a letter. Every week.
How do people fall for this? Like, seriously. Question on the live line. How are people... Like, who is falling for this garbage?
Well, like I said, the guy that fell for it... He had, like, an outstanding thing going on, and so he was like, oh, my gosh.
This could be it.
This could be something.
I would think senior citizens. Those are usually the ones who get duped.
I call senior citizens all the time asking for money from my grandparents, and it works.
Okay. Yep.
Wow.
Is this not the trust place?
No.
Trust tree?
Mm.
We don't say stuff like that?
No, that's too honest.
I need you to dump good the morning. Past 5 minutes.
Too honest.
Thank you. Hit the dump button real quick for me.
Okay, don't you do it.
We got some random facts for Monday. Play the random fact music.
Love the random facts.
Yeah! Japan has the most...
anime.
Nope.
Cats.
Nope.
Would you say China
porta
or
potties.
Japan?
Japan.
Japan has the most sushi.
7-Elevens.
Oh.
Huh.
More than 18,000, in fact. 18,000 7-Elevens. What were you going to say? I want to hear it. We got a dump button right there. Say it.
Just say it. I'll dump you.
No.
Knew it.
You just pronounced it wrong. That's all.
Oh, how was I supposed to pronounce it? Nope. How would a Japanese person pronounce 7-Eleven, Steve-O?
Go ahead, Steve-O.
Steve-O.
You're the guy. The who
microphone
does the
is
voices.
Yours. The nope. The lights are shining.
You're the voice
on you.
Guy.
So not bright.
Even, not even a little bit.
Thailand is second with 8,300. Steve-O, how would someone from Thailand say?
Would you
that?
Like a big girl?
Oh my God, Steve-O!
that's not
even right.
I said you can't do that.
Oh, come again.
Why? Stop it.
Welcome to 7-Eleven.
That's not me,
Steve-O. Quit Steve-O. Saying these things.
Stop it,
Steve-O.
Would you like...
Steve-O!
Stop joking!
Would you like a big gulp?
Steve-O!
Steve-O, I am brutally offended.
Uh-oh, live line's blowing up.
They said, you know what's fun? Getting the scammers to hang up on themselves.
Oh, man. Oh, text messages pouring in.
The
I'm
United
offended.
States yep. is third with 8,100 7-Elevens. Would you, anybody like to
That's
do a
crazy.
United States accent?
Yeah. Go ahead, Dex. Go ahead.
Please come again.
Yeah, exactly. That's
Welcome. Steve-o,
stop doing that.
We have a fine assortment of hot dogs.
What?
Okay.
Can you say no wheezing the juice?
No wheezing the juice.
Stop
no,
it.
No wheezing the juice, man.
Okay, an inventor, okay. An inventor in Illinois and an inventor in Washington simultaneously invented the garage door opener in 1931.
Oh.
Neither of them knew about the other one.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow.
Man, this really just harkens back to that whole collective consciousness idea.
I agree.
Weird.
Thanks to the two people who have chimed in with the correct pronunciation of 7-Eleven in Japan. I thank you. Thebes.
All of you need to calm down. All of you. All of you. There are only four types of venomous snakes in the United States. Play the snake music.
Oh, my gosh. I'm done with this snake lady.
Hey, Mr.
Oh,
snake.
My God. Oh, come on, snake lady. Go away.
So, contrary
long
to...
long boy, that's the snake skin we saw.
Popular yeah. belief, there are four types of venomous snakes in the United States. Remember, there are a few different kinds within these types, okay? So you have rattlesnakes, copperheads, cottonmouths or water moccasins, and coral snakes.
Corals.
You ready for this, friendo? Both of you, look at me. All four of those live in Mississippi.
Oh. Okay.
That's why I'm so scared of snakes.
Water moccasins
you were going to say
New Mexico.
They're the worst.
Super deadly.
A water moccasin or a cottonmouth, they call it that because when that snake opens its mouth, it's completely white in there. So those things will fall out of trees onto you.
Blah.
They will be up in the tree, and they will see you down there,
hey,
and they
Mr.
will think,
Snake.
As a servant of Satan, this is my duty, and they will fall down on you and try to kill you.
Dude, yesterday I was helping our boy Stefan, who lives out in a beautiful area of town where it's just country and gorgeous. Mm-hmm. But it's also the scariest area. Seriously, yesterday a child of the earth tried to attack me, and then he found this ridiculous spider web. And we were looking, and no spiders. Okay, so we get to work, because this was like on the overhang of the roof, like where we were working. And sure enough, the vibrations of the sledgehammer going against the posts that we were taking out caused said spider to...
Yeah.
Oh, brown recluse!
Wait, how
no
big was
bigs. It was... terrifying and giant.
Brown recluses are small.
No, it was huge. It was huge.
Wolf spider.
No, it wasn't a wolf spider. I know the difference.
What are you a spider expert?
I'm not a spider expert, but
tiny.
Cody, who was there
know?
Helping us, was like, oh, man, that's a brown recluse.
Cody doesn't know.
No, he knew.
No.
He knew. Dude, okay, you know how Cody is an expert and knew? My new friend Cody? Ugh, no, that was definitely not it.
This is what a brown
recluse. Okay, that was definitely not it. Yeah. Ugh. It was ginormous.
They're as small as a pin.
But it wasn't a wolf spider. It wasn't, no.
Was it hairy?
Yeah. I didn't get close enough to... It wasn't a wolf spider, dude.
Could have been a hobo spider.
Maybe. It was huge. Anyways.
Was it a huntsman spider? Was this it?
You know how... Yes!
It's a huntsman spider.
That looks much more like it. It was huge. Anyways. It was also in the horses area.
Yeah.
In the horse stalls.
Oh, there's also a giant huntsman spider. Look at this thing. This thing's 6 feet across.
So here's how Cody is a spider expert, because when he was younger, he was doing some work on some blah 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 and took a nap like in the car or something. He was telling me all about it. And a black widow crawled up his boot and bit him in his upper thigh.
Okay.
Dude has nerve damage, wasn't allowed to join the military because of the nerve damage it
really?
Caused to his leg.
You always got to go, if
Black
you get bit by a spider,
Widow.
You just need to get in there. Now, black widows are bigger than brown recluses. They're way more easy to identify because they're black and they have a little red hourglass down there.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta watch out for those.
Yeah.
I get worried about Johnny because last summer... last summer when he was still a tiny baby and he couldn't get around, there were black widows like right outside of our apartment.
Yep.
had to kill those jokers, and I did.
Yeah, my last house, we had black widows everywhere. There was webs everywhere in our backyard, just full of black widows.
Okay, so here's a question. Yes. I was told that WD-40 kills black widows, right? Told that forever ago, and I used it, and it totally worked back in the day. Steven, yesterday, we're like working, and he goes, "Oh, and thanks for the tip on black widows and WD-40. He sprayed these black widows with WD-40, and they just got mad and stared at him, and then just kind of like shook off and like walked away.
They're immune.
And I said, "Well, did you use the lighter I told you? It's the lighter in the WD-40. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go. I had some typical household bug spray that I hit the black widow with, .. WD-40 does not work.
That's good.
That's not, you gotta add the
I was
lighter.
Told WD-40 works. I was lied to. It just makes them slippery. Makes them faster.
You know what? It's good. It's good that you're not dealing with... I mean, you might be dealing with spiders, but not necessarily that we know of. Are you dealing with a stalker?
Mm.
A woman in Tennessee who's been dealing with a stalker was having a home security system installed last Tuesday. And while it was being set up, she found the stalker hiding under her bed. And she shot him in the foot.
Oh, my gosh!
Appropriate response.
That's terrifying.
It's appropriate.
Okay, so here's the deal, though. If you had a stalker and you found him hiding under your bed and you shot them while they were installing the camera system, would you ask the camera people to just go ahead and stop? No. Like, hey, I don't pay for this anymore. I took care of it. I just shot my stalker.
Took care of it. There he is.
Yeah. Barry, get out from under the bed.
Get out of there. You old dumb
berries.
Stalker.
Man, berries that's scary.
Stalkers.
A bunch of neo-Nazis got into it with a group of anarchists outside the state capitol building in California yesterday. At least 5 people were stabbed. That's a stabbing.
My gosh.
Yep, that's an actual stabbing because that's what happened.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a volatile mix, people. Neo-Nazis versus anarchists. It can only result in violence, even if they agree on certain things.
Well, they can agree. Like, the anarchist was like, I agree. Wait, anarchy!
Yeah, the neo-Nazi says, this is my standard for living. And then the anarchist says, there are no standards of living! Oh. There are no absolutes!
Which in and of itself is an absolute and hilarious.
We know. Yeah, okay, and that's why it happened. Yeah. The governor of Maine only makes $70,000 a year. Excuse me while I go cry into a trash can.
Wait, our governor?
No, Maine.
Oh. The governor of Maine.
The Maine governor? Which state is that?
It's the head governor of all governors? It's back east. The Maine governor. Maine.
Wow. I didn't realize that like governors had to like consort with the Maine governor.
No.
I didn't realize there was like a
the
lord.
The state of Maine.
They should have called him the Lord Governor.
Somebody kick him.
Isn't Washington the Maine state? Because it's like our capital state or whatever?
Dex,
what
I
do you mean?
A huntsman spider. Will you set it loose?
You want me to
Steve?
Set it loose?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, the Maine governor is his wife is helping out. She's going to make some extra money by, you know, doing kind of a normal thing. She's going to wait tables this summer.
Are you serious?
Got a clip.
This clip here is somebody that was at the restaurant that recognized her and started freaking out.
Oh, honey, it's all about the money. It's all about the money. But I told him, I said, you know, my money that I earn here, I'm putting it in a little kitty. I want to buy a car this summer. How is everything? The beer is good. The view is great.
Yeah.
People expect something different of you because of who I'm married to, the governor.
You are.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, I told him there's some people who don't know.
I wouldn't imagine that you would be working here.
I had no idea it was Anne LaPage. I didn't recognize her.
It's tight sometimes. I think I'm going to sign up for some doubles.
The mayor is working at a restaurant.
Wife. The mayor's wife.
Oh, the mayor's wife.
Wait, the mayor or the governor?
The governor's mayor. The mayor's governor.
Is it the governor?
Guys.
Or is it the wife of the
It says
governor?
The governor of Maine.
Yeah, the governor of Maine.
So his wife.
No.
Yeah, that's what I explained.
That's what I just said.
Yeah. Why did he say the mayor?
I don't know.
The governor's wife or the governor?
The governor's wife
of
is
Maine.
We're confusing us,
the main, his main wife?
Good
so he's
morning.
Got multiple wives?
Just because you can't listen doesn't mean you have to confuse other people.
Okay. So the first
Good
lady.
Morning.
The Maine governor's wife.
Two parks in Maryland are having a major problem with geese. And there are way too many of them.
So officials have decided.
Steve-o.
Sorry, just got to catch up on my stories.
Officials have decided to kill a bunch of the geese.
Whoa!
And feed them to the homeless.
Okay.
Wait.
I'm okay with this.
Yes. What? That is all my news for now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Wait.
No,
what?
You don't get to hear
it. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks we have a bunch of rabbits in New Mexico. What if we started killing all the bunnies and feeding them to the homeless?
Mm-hmm.
Crisis averted.
All right. Man, we're on the film of the show today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hang out with us. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
If Donald Trump wants to win the White House, he'll have to raise a lot more money, so says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on ABC's This Week.
I think there's no question that he's made a number of mistakes over the last few weeks.
Trump entered June with just over $1 million in the bank compared to Hillary Clinton's $42 million.
Conservative commentator and columnist George Will says he's left the GOP because of Trump.
I left it for the same reason I joined it in 1964 when I voted for Barry Goldwater.
The Reds have formally retired Pete Rose's number 14.
Cincinnati is the baseball capital of the world.
California firefighters continue to battle the Erskine fire. It's only 10% contained.
China has recovered an experimental probe it launched aboard a new generation rocket. Space authorities say the spaceship's landing keeps China on schedule to place its second space station into orbit later this year.
Legendary New York Times fashion photographer Bill Cunningham has died.
As the water recedes in West Virginia, many flood victims can start applying for federal assistance. Last week's epic event has killed at least 24 people.
A senior Iraqi commander says the city of Fallujah is fully liberated. The general says Iraqi troops entered the last neighborhood still held by Islamic State militants.
The time, 9:39. Good morning.
High today of 92 degrees. Good morning.
The traffic.
Good morning, Tao, in the traffic room.
It's looking good. Thank you for saying hello to the traffic room.
Away from me, servant.
Sorry, I had to take care of something. That's your look at traffic. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you again to David and the wonderful group of people that put on an amazing event on Saturday down at the Natural History Museum. Love Helps Kids event. They took the S's and turned them into Z's. Do you see what I did there?
I like that.
Helps Kids.
It sounded neato.
Yeah, it's to help out these young kids that are battling cancer. Local kids here in Albuquerque. It was a big fashion show, superhero and princess fashion show. And they did a great job putting on that event. Thanks for having us out. We saw Batman. We saw Superman.
You saw Batman?
We saw.
That's a pretty
Green
excellent
Lantern.
Batman costume.
We saw King Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
We saw Snow White.
Incredible.
And I think she ate too many apples, if you know what I'm saying.
Wait. Did you. Wait. I don't know what you're saying. What do you mean? Are you shaming her?
Are you apple shaming?
Did you just apple shame?
I think they're poisonous.
You need to quit apple shame.
I will say she was very out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good time.
Yeah.
Thanks again, guys.
Yeah.
Apple shamer.
Ow.
Hey, no what snorting.
Happened? I just hit my head on my microphone.
You snorted and hit your head at the same time.
At the same time.
I made you do that.
Gosh.
Hey, Ray from El Paso. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That's all you need to hear on a Monday.
It's a Monday mindset today.
Yeah.
What's on your mind, Starmie? What you been thinking about? What's been stirring in your guys' hearts?
Dude, I'll tell you what. Pastor Skip came this weekend from Proverbs. And, gosh, it hit me pretty hard, pretty good. He's going through a brand new series called Hashtag, taking different, you know, hashtags, famous, I guess, if you will, or overused at this point, hashtags. This weekend was LOL, and it was Proverbs 14:13, and it says, even in laughter the heart may ache, and rejoicing may end in grief. And it was kind of the idea of how we can wear a face, and people around us who are cracking up, having a good time, maybe around you, yet inside could be going through something, could be hurting, could be struggling, could be dying, and how we really need to be there and be better than just the texty friends, the, you know, the hashtag LOL friends, and have true, deep, meaningful conversations. And I will say it impacted me greatly, because talked a lot about how those that are trying to make you laugh, you know, like the comedians of the world, the Robin Williams, the Mitch Hedbergs,
the Dex Toths,
the hilarious human beings, usually have so much sorrow and grief surrounding them, or have been through so many tragic things. And I do think I use laughter as a, I don't want to say defense mechanism, but yeah, I saw a lot in that in this weekend's message. So it was one of those two-folded things where I was wanting to be real with people myself with what I'm going through, and not always trying to just be comical and make people laugh, but truly genuinely discuss, you know, my life with those close friends that God has put in my life, but also to have compassion towards other people who may be hurting, you know, to make sure that I'm asking real questions, talking to people, you know. So
that's good, man.
It was great.
It's real good.
It was great.
Hashtag longest day ever.
Okay.
Hashtag workflow. Hashtag but first, coffee.
Dude, I hear that.
Turn it
hashtag
up.
Clover coffee.
Turn it
hashtag
up.
Coffee snob. Hashtag rise and grind. Hashtag the best part of waking up.
Jesus
in your cup.
Sounded just like Stephen from Amber.
Jesus
in your cup.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah, watch the video that Teo and Steve-O put together for the hashtag series. We posted it up at our Facebook page, Star88FM. They did a good job with it.
We had fun. That's for
and,
sure.
And if you guys look at about 1 minute and 47 and a half minutes in, you'll see me poke up right behind
here. No, that's not true at all. Like
right in the back. You can
you're
see
not,
the
you're
top
not in the
of my head right there.
No, you can't.
There I am.
No, you're not.
I'm an extra.
You are not.
You told me I need you
man,
to
man, you did so
here.
Good.
Thank
so,
you.
We got to chime in on the live line. Somebody said Pastor Skip's message really hit home. Excited about the hashtag series. Loved your video. Thanks, Jane.
Are they going to play that every week?
No.
No.
No, that was just to kick off the new series.
Oh, I thought that was like the open.
Well, no.
It was the opener for the series.
Yeah, opener.
Yeah, yeah, they need to open that every weekend.
No, no, because by the end, we would all want to punch ourselves in the face. No,
I already want to
hashtag
punch
hashtag Jesus Juke. Hashtag PTL. Hashtag praise the Lord.
See, my
hashtag
face there worship. Was confused hashtag because I thought he meant part-time
this.
Lover.
Hashtag
and so, that's PTL.
I hear that, man. I'm exhausted. Hashtag kids. Hashtag
oh, my
no
gosh.
Sleep.
Stop
hashtag
playing the video, Dex. We get it. You didn't get to be in the video.
It's
we're
a little
sorry.
Annoying. It's a little annoying.
We're really sorry. They didn't ask you to be a part of the video.
Wait, you can see me right here.
You're not in the
if
video.
You look through the window. I'm walking right by the fountain.
Man, you look so good. Look at
can
my face
see
right
me.
There.
Mm. Yep.
Making a kissy
they told
face.
Me, hey, we just need you to walk right by the fountain when we signal you.
He said, we want you to be in frame.
That's right.
It was much like Teo's extra role
it's
in
T-O.
Independence Day.
Could you say it's Teo?
Yep.
They cut me out of the video, guys.
They cut me out of the movie.
It happens, man. It's life. It's a life lesson.
It's hard. Mm. It's hard. You know, it's just hard dealing with things.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. 585 Live. Please chime in if you'd like. Monday Mindset. I don't know. I can't speak for you guys, but parents can be a little embarrassing sometimes.
Parents just don't understand.
Can't speak. You know, for your mom, Steve-O, or
yeah,
your mom and dad.
Don't ever address my parents again.
I'm oh, sorry. Dude, my mom, I hated going to any fast food restaurant with my mom because
did
inevitably
she, embarrass you?
She just all would tell and get into like life stories.
Yeah.
at the drive-thru. You know what I mean? I'm like, Mom, it's fast food. Mom, this is embarrassing. And be like, hi, okay, all right, how are you? Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Your mom is so sweet.
Here with my three children, my oldest son, Steven. He's 12 years old.
I just love him so much.
She just seriously would just bust into it. And it's like, Mom, that was small talk. They just want to take your order. We're at the drive-thru of Arby's, okay? Just roast beef it, yo.
I grew up in such a small town that whenever I'd come home to visit, everybody knew
that you were
going to
be. Oh man,
everything that I told my mom, she would share with everybody,
the world,
because you know, mom
just
was
so
proud. Yeah, just proud, and you know, you gotta love that. Well, there's a 48-year-old guy named Baron Brooks in Salt Lake City, Utah,
yeah, right,
was featured in a full page ad in the newspaper in Coeur d'Alene. Oh, Coeur d'Alene is beautiful.
Coeur d'Alene is beautiful.
Mm. Beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful. And the ad was focused on getting him a wife.
Oh, no.
Baron has never been married, and the ad is looking for a woman who is, quote, ready, willing, and able to have children as soon as possible.
Good, great.
Attractive, being...
Yes. Yes.
Being height and weight proportional.
Okay.
And politically conservative.
All right. Just throwing it out there.
It also mentions that, quote, I'm 5'5", and if you are 5'8" and like to wear heels, it might not work.
I like that. No. I like that he just threw it out there.
Well, here's the thing. Baron didn't take out the ad.
Oh, no!
His father did.
Fail.
Thanks, Dad.
Legit.
Yep. Yeah, his 78-year-old father, Arthur Brooks, took out the ad. It cost $900. Apparently, he picked a newspaper in Idaho because he thought that, well, that'd be a good place to find conservatives. Baron says he was furious and, quote, I can't even describe how embarrassing and ridiculous this is. But it actually did drum up some interest from women, so he's letting his dad go ahead and
keep the ad.
You know, that and take some interviews. I can't even imagine. This poor guy, 48 years old, never been married. His dad is 78, probably wants to see his son get married and settle down before he goes home to be with the Lord. And thought it would be a good idea. You know, Dad, just trying to look out for you.
No, dude, not even a little bit. I would be furious. That's awful.
What if you found your wife?
I used to get embarrassed when my mom would just like tell stories to strangers. Mm. I couldn't fathom a parent taking out an ad in like a newspaper to try and get me hitched because they were tired of me being single. Mm. Oh, man.
Well.
Not okay.
Okay. Like here's the thing, though.
Not okay.
He didn't keep it local. The guy lives in Salt Lake City. His dad took it out in the Coeur d'Alene Press newspaper. Coeur d'Alene.
Beautiful.
And a little, it's not really far away from Salt Lake, but
it's not close.
It's not close.
Well, maybe they felt like he has exhausted all opportunities in Salt Lake, so they were trying to, you know, go beyond borders, if you will.
It's true. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think Dad was just trying to help his son out.
Sounds good.
I don't think he did anything wrong.
Okay. Same. Imagine when you were let go from Clear Channel, right? Whoa. I don't know if you remember that, but you got totally fired from your last morning show.
He's always just dredging that stuff up.
And you were at home, and your mom was like, oh, Joseph, it's tragic what happened to you. You're such a good boy, and you're so funny, and you deserve a morning show. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take out a one-page ad with all of your qualifications and help you get a job.
Amen.
Would you be stoked or would you be embarrassed?
Thank you, Mom.
Okay. Yes, me
Thank
too.
My mom loves
Thank
me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything helps, Mom. Anything helps.
That backfired.
If you want to take out a full ad.
That is respect.
Saying that your son is the greatest radio personality ever and that he deserves to be back on the airwaves. Nope. Go, Mom.
That's like the kids in the back of the yearbook where, like, your parents would put out, like, I'm going to buy a one-page spread just to tell you how awesome you were. It's like, well, you could have saved that money and just given it to me and told me how awesome I am.
Yeah.
Instead, you spent $200 on a one-page photo of me.
That's legit.
No, that's embarrassing.
Yeah,
I'll take the cash.
Hey, The dad was just trying to help his son out.
Okay, that's fine.
He was trying to do the right thing. Sure, maybe he should have asked first. But the thing is,
then it wouldn't have been a surprise.
Even if he would have asked, he knows his son. His son would have said, no, dad, no.
Right.
So he took initiative.
Because obviously his son was quiet and introverted and hated being in the public eye. So he did the right thing. He put him out.
He spent $900.
Without his permission.
$900 for a full page ad.
I would be, dude, I would be so bummed.
What if it was a billboard?
Dude, you know how much money billboards cost?
Yeah. Tell us.
Oh, I'd be furious.
What if it was
especially
a billboard?
If my mom did that and I'm like sporting my 99 Subaru, my car that's like not running, breaking down constantly, like, mom, you could have bought me a car, but instead you got me a billboard.
You got me a billboard because you love and care for me, mom, and you want see me to happy.
If you want me to find the opposite sex and you want me to like get married, buy me a cool car. Chicks dig cars, right? Do that. I don't need a billboard.
No,
I'm
billboard.
47 and live at home.
Billboard.
Man, just trying to get into the mind of this guy. His name's Baron.
Okay, how about this?
Okay.
You're sitting at the movies. You're at the movie theater. You just sat down with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking your Coke, got your popcorn ready to watch your movie, and an ad comes on.
Oh, no.
And it's you.
At the movie theater?
At the movie, because you know they play ads.
Yes. On a date.
You're on a date.
And you finally worked up the gumption to ask that girl out. And then you go out, and you're like, I can't wait to see this movie.
And it's
like,
it's you. Hey, I am single, and I am looking.
And what you didn't know is your parents paid for music, too. So when it fades up, it goes, now lift us up ready.
I'm looking for a woman who's, quote, ready, willing, and able to have children as soon as possible.
That's terrible. Terrifying to women. That's terrifying to any human being. Like, hey man, you don't know me, but I'd like to have children with you as soon as possible. Like, what?
Yeah, it's
weird,
man. You need to be height and weight proportional.
Yeah. Gosh.
I felt like dad probably could have had some help on the writing.
I can't imagine why he's still single in his 40s.
he told everybody his son is 5'5" tall, and hey, if you happen to be 5'8" and like to wear high heels, this isn't going to work.
Right.
You know? Gosh. Because I want you to be the same height. It's my son. This is a good dad right here.
You're a good dad.
This is the equivalent of elementary school liking somebody, and your friend goes up and asks them if you like them
for you.
Well,
the parents took it into their own hands. And
as a grown-up.
They put in the man hours and did the work.
Yep. Chime in on the live line from Gallup. They said, ha, this is a great story. My mom has joked about taking out a page for me in the past. She also joked about a billboard, too. Luckily, she doesn't joke like that
Your
anymore.
Mom Hello. Joked.
Yeah, man. Just a full spread Albuquerque the magazine.
That would be weird, man.
Nobody reads magazines or papers anymore.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. They better, because Albuquerque the magazine was at the event this weekend, and they took a picture of Dexter and I. We're going to be in the magazine.
So proud of you guys. The maybe a modern equivalent, a more modern, trendy equivalent would be as if your parents took out a Facebook ad and it popped up on everybody's face.
Would be,
you were over the corner. Single? Ready to mingle? Check this guy out. This is my son. He's a loser.
Oh, my gosh.
See, exactly. You would die. It would be the worst.
Not me. I'd be like, yeah, get my face out there.
I wouldn't be mad, though.
You got to check out my face.
I wouldn't be mad at my parents if they did something like that.
Embarrassing.
No, man.
Obviously care. Yeah, they want them grandchildren.
Got to get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
585 Live. Thank you so much for texting the show this morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, I have one
more news item.
Literally
Dex.
One.
Oh, we
just
got one more?
One.
One more?
Just one more. I wish you wouldn't have removed the links to our sections, Dex.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, you did that. And I know it was
just
you.
Grab it and scroll.
No, nope, just taking my time. A 65-year-old man in Illinois named Larry Gambles recently hit the lottery for over $1 million. Yeah! This is the second time he's won.
No!
Are you
serious? Yeah!
And he also won about $50,000 about 9 years ago.
Oh. Yeah! What? How is that possible?
It's his last name. His name
can't
is
win
on
if you
it.
Don't play.
Larry Gambles.
And his real name is Gambles.
And he wins.
I couldn't even.
Good job, Larry. And you know what? It might be time for our show to end.
Yay! Wait,
but it's okay.
You didn't do the yays.
This is going to be a good day, everybody.
Good day.
Truck carrying 40,000 pounds of biscuits overturned. The internet said one thing. I guess the roads were too buttered up.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us, Starmy. That's you, Starmy.
Love you, Starmy. Have a good one.
We'll have the podcast up in just a few.
No.
iTunes, Google Play. Type in Morning Invasion. You can also go to star88.fm. You've been amazing. Just amazing today.
Just incredible, you guys.
Enjoy your Monday. Love you guys.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.